Yeah, but again, maybe it's different. I don't know. Is it sexism at play, or is it different jobs that different people want to play? I don't see anyone complaining about the lack of male makeup artists. I just find it bizarre, the things we find to complain about. Sebastian Brooke, a pleasure to speak to you, editor of Doctor Who Online. Again, I've not seen the show since I was about 10 years old. I found it terrifying. I remember this episode where there were very, very large ant spidery type things, and they were on the backs of people, and genuinely I had nightmares for roughly 20 years about that. Probably the reason I haven't watched it. Anyway, I'm done for another day, joined by John Holmes.
Strange insight into your dreams there.
Exactly. Yeah. You would be a shoo-in next Doctor Who.
You think so?
You'd be a great Doctor Who. Although you're quite little, so you couldn't wear a long scarf.
No, it would be a shorter scarf, but it would look long. Thank you for that.
Sort of a snood.
Yes.
Even that might drape on the ground.
If you say so.
I just bought a snood for skiing. Snood. I only bought it because I like the word.
What's a snood?
It's basically like a hat without a top to it. Or a scarf with no ends.
You're weird. So there's a program, isn't there? So term time, that's what we're going to be talking about first. You know, this whole Supreme Court are deliberating whether or not you can take your kids out of school before the holidays.
Yeah, we're not. We're just going away without her.
Yeah, that's the best option.
Hey!
So we're going to talk about that for a bit and see whether that's right or wrong, frankly.
Oh, I like that the debates in this country are being decided on the John Holmes show.
Well, always. I walked in to just hear you say the word pink TARDIS, by the way, which is
what's a euphemism of any sort?
You'll
manage to make it room, so turn off his microphone now. I'm back up after 1 o'clock. John Holmes is here after 1 o'clock. I'm not. I'm going home. I'll be back 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. This is Talk Radio. Good luck, everyone.
Pink TARDIS. Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
The most beautiful things in life are made up of many tiny but individually brilliant details, like the tinkle of piano keys. Sounds nice on its own, but better with a violin alongside. And better still with a whole orchestra. You see, beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
Get ready for 7 days of fabulous in the sun. That's 7 days of fashion, 7 days of fitness tips, 7 days of celebrity interviews and real life stories. Pick up the sun for your fix of fabulous every Monday to Saturday and your glossy fabulous mag on Sunday. Don't miss it. Every day in the sun.
Don't ignore the workplace. It's the law to have a work. Even if you work from home and only employ one person, you'll still need a work. You'll still need to offer a workplace pension. Ah, finally. I got your attention. Don't ignore the workplace pension. It's the law. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
Getting the team together to host the rugby at your place this weekend? Then pop to Asda for a 20-pack of Carlsberg. Was £13, now £10. And make sure you have a great lineup ahead of the match. Asda. Save money. Live better. Selected stores subject to availability. 440ml. Drink aware.
Beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Now from just £199 a month, including maintenance with Volvo Car Leasing.
2-year contract hire agreement with an initial rental of £2,388. Offer ends March 31st, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Pop in for a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
It is, yes. Just after 1 o'clock. And look, it's Talk Radio. Look, it's a Wednesday. And look, Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Corbyn takes on May over Trump. Cheaper rail fare trial. And deadly Easter treats are recalled.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May has rejected calls from Jeremy Corbyn to withdraw the invitation for Donald Trump's state visit. It comes after almost 1.8 million people signed a petition calling for it to be cancelled because of the US president's controversial travel ban. The Labour leader says America's new leader holds some abhorrent views.
He's praised the use of torture. He's incited hatred against Muslims. He's directly attacked women's rights. Just what more does the President Trump have to do before the Prime Minister will listen to the 1.8 million people who've already called for his state visit invitation to be withdrawn?
During Prime Minister's questions, the PM also revealed when the government's Brexit strategy will be published.
I can inform my right honourable friend and the House that that white paper will be published tomorrow.
This evening, MPs will vote on a bill to start the official process of leaving the EU. It should soon be easier for train passengers to find the cheapest possible tickets. The trial is starting in May, which will see some fares removed from the system if there are better deals available. Kat Hobbs is from the rail campaign group We Own It.
You've got all these websites set up to help you if you want to investigate how to split your ticket so that you don't get ripped off. But really, that shouldn't be necessary. The government hasn't been strict enough with the train companies. And ultimately, the whole system is a complete mess.
Some breaking news. A 70-year-old man, Mark Frost, has admitted 45 sex crimes against children in Britain and abroad, and one of the worst cases to come to the Old Bailey. We'll bring you more on this as we get it. It's reported part of a hospital in Istanbul has been evacuated after staff were held hostage by an armed man. It's claimed a police officer in its psychiatric unit has apparently barricaded himself in a room where he's threatening to kill himself. And a criminal inquiry is underway after a battery was discovered by a toddler in one of Co-op's chocolate Easter bunnies. The product is being recalled. That's the end of the news.
I'm just looking for a cable.
I can see you're scurrying away.
There's a cable that I need. Right, this one.
It's really not interesting.
But it got tucked behind a monitor. Mm-hmm. Lizard.
Why there's a monitor lizard in here? I don't know.
Did you do the news?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Colm. Did you do the weather?
No.
No.
All right, thanks, Colm. Would you like to do the weather?
Yes.
What was the thing about a battery? What was the thing of the
Co-op are selling hollow milk chocolate Easter bunnies,
yes,
which cost £1. They're covered in foil.
Yeah.
But a three-year-old girl in Nottingham bit into one and found one of those small batteries, like what you might get
in
a weighing scales. Yes, it did also happen
at Christmas. What were they doing selling Easter bunnies at Christmas?
Chocolate. No, hollow Santas.
Yeah, a chocolate product also had batteries
right.
from the same
But this
place.
One was a rabbit.
This one was a rabbit.
Did she get it from Anne Summers?
Co-op. She got it from the cooperative store.
Right, just checking.
Maybe it was designed...
The person designing the rabbit was watching a Duracell advert at the time.
We don't know why it's happened.
Well, yeah, I'm just helping.
But it's happened.
Okay. All the in-depth analysis behind the headlines here on Talk Radio in the weekday afternoons. Would you like to do the weather?
I've already said
Have we not done it?
No!
Talk Radio National Weather.
There it comes.
Cloudy with patchy rain moving westwards across Britain, highs of 10 degrees. The end.
Thank you, Victoria. Now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Tottenham are waiting to hear how badly injured Danny Rose is following last night's goalless draw at Sunderland. The left-back limped off during the first half, with boss Maurizio Pochettino admitting he doesn't know how bad the problem is. Spurs are already without fellow defenders Jan Vertonghen and Kieran Trippier. On to tonight's Premier League action. Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola will be back on what's proven to be successful territory for his side recently. They go to West Ham's London Stadium, where they won 5-0 in a recent FA Cup tie. Elsewhere, 6th place Manchester United entertain bottom side Hull and Stoke take on Everton. North of the border, the Scottish Premiership top four are all in action. Celtic have a 22-point lead at the top of the table ahead of their home game with 3rd place Aberdeen. Rangers in 2nd go to 4th place Hearts and Partick Thistle host St Johnstone. Finally, England's cricketers are aiming to win their 2020 series with India in Bangalore today. It's 1-1 in the 3-game series going into today's decider. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much, Ben, there with the latest sports news that I'm led to understand was powered by TalkSport. And Ben will be back with more pre-recorded sport that he'll barely alter in an hour's time. Victoria will be here later as well, won't you?
Yeah.
In 2:30, by the way, she will be doing bonus news.
What is it today? I've lost track.
Regular listeners will know. Mineral news.
What? Why?
I've known it for a while.
But people have been sending me really good suggestions for animal news.
Are you saying you'll do animal news again?
Well,
It's been a shambles this week.
We'll put it to the vote, right? If you're listening and you... So what happens is Victoria has to make up some news time at 2.30 because her bulletins are shorter and she still gets paid the same. Mm. So usually what we do is animal news, vegetable news and mineral news across the week. Yesterday we did Julia Hartley Brewer news because she's none of those three categories. So, but today we should be back on track. However, I'm happy because of democracy...
Okay. Right?
I'm happy to put it to a text or tweet vote for the show to see what news the people want today. Animal, vegetable or mineral. You can text us 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Then put animal, vegetable or mineral. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Start your message with the words animal, vegetable or mineral.
And then
what time are we shutting it?
The people will decide.
We'll shut it at
a Twitter poll.
Yeah.
No, it's weird. We'll shut it at 2:29.
Fine.
That won't give me enough time to prepare it.
That's why you said it. David Edwards, straight. I really miss Mineral News at Talk Radio. Oh, David, straight in there.
So that's one. Is that actually happening?
Dark Side at 8:07. Animal News.
Yes. Oh.
Come on, animal, vegetable, or mineral? Right, we'll close it. Let's do it. We can do it to 2 o'clock, can't we?
Yeah, all right.
Keep this running to 2 o'clock. I'll give you time. All right, there you go. Animal news, vegetable news, or mineral news? Let the people decide. Are you listening to Talk Radio? Let's do a program.
Talk Radio.
Oh. Wilbur, wake up. Having that broken boiler nightmare again?
No.
You'll sleep easy with Home Care from British Gas to help you avoid unexpected bills and breakdowns. Boiler cover starts from just £9 a month for our energy customers, with an annual boiler service and parts and labour included. And you'll get 1 month free when you buy selected Home Care products online by 20th of February. That's 12 months for the price of 11. Sweet dreams, Wilbur.
Aww.
For Home Care with 1 month free, search British Gas. Conditions apply.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Hello, it is Talk Radio. Yes, it's the orange Nazi with the hella crap hair. Hitler didn't die for this.
But there is a faint smell of weed in the air.
I bought in a curry today.
Wiggity wiggity whack.
Baby Bell. And you're a massive racist. Big meat hammer.
Shame on me.
I am outraged.
Yeah, because Darren never washes the mugs up from accounts, does he? The fatty, fatty thing.
Everyone likes ice cream.
Fossil fuels.
Put my fingers down my throat.
Hole in the wall.
Yeah, absolutely. That's whack, whatever that means.
Climate change denying Nazi.
Charles and Nathan.
Given the death sentence.
Trump is Voldemort.
Due to Prince Charles's interest in climate change.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There. Talk Radio. When I am about to get on a job.
Pinch Punch, first of the month. That's right, you've been hearing that a lot today, haven't you? Pinch Punch, first of the month. An old English saying, once an old English saying, and now part of the American immigration policy, detailing the extreme vetting and enhanced interrogation techniques applicable to Muslims. Pinch Punch. It's February the 1st, then. February the 1st, the anniversary today of when, in 1793, France declared war on the United Kingdom during the French Revolutionary Wars. And possibly, just 254 short years later, or just 1 week before the USA declares war on us because some marching millennials keep calling the president unbroadcastable rude names on their placards. Now, you mock, Cornelius. You think that's implausible, of course.
You think
that's implausible. But let us look to history, because wars have been started for less. If we just cast our eyes back through history now. Now, in the first millennium BC, you remember this, the 1,000 years ago, the first millennials, they caused the war between the Neo-Assyrian Empire and Greece after they made placards calling King Abdad of Assyria a C-word. And, you know, that caused him to subjugate the surrounding nations and annex land in Babylonia north of the Dilani River, didn't it? So you've got a bit, there is a historical precedent for that.
I did forget that.
And did you also forget in the Middle Ages when there was the Crusades, wasn't there? When the Christian snowflakes marched on the Holy Land, remember? In the year 1095 with their banners reading hashtag Muslim ban. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Which led directly to the rise of ISIS, didn't it? So Actually, it probably did. And, of course, there was Genghis Khan of the Mongol hordes. You remember? Yeah, and he responded to a banner saying that that's what he was by uniting the nomadic tribes of the Northeast Asia and beginning the Mongol invasions that that conquered the rest of Eurasia. So, you know, there is a precedent for that. So if you are making a placard, just look to history and remember what happened last time the kings were insulted. For his part, Trump, of course, still playing fast and loose with his executive orders. He keeps adding hardline conservatives to his cabinet of freaks. So let's just be careful. That's all I'm saying. You might be a snowflake, but you won't fare very well in a nuclear winter. Hello, then. And welcome. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes. And yes, we have got 3 hours of half-planned things for you to enjoy this afternoon. And I use the term enjoy optimistically. Headline Hijack is on the way, though. At 2 o'clock this afternoon, we will broadcast one of your fake made-up news stories. Everybody is still banging on about fake news, so come hither to where it all began. Here at 2 p.m. every day. It's where we put a made-up news story in the news and celebrate the notion. And we'd like you to supply that made-up news story, please. The lines are open for your fakery. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's all radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Victoria is, like the Queen, regarding Donald Trump's visit, simply resignedly waiting for it to happen. But the position Victoria will be in is a news one rather than a difficult one that the Queen might be in. It's hard to describe Victoria's news position when she reads the news, if I'm honest. Well, you know, the closest I could get is that it's somewhere between left hand on yellow during a game of Twister and reverse cowgirl. And if you were in here, you'd be able to see that. We'll meet another lonely luncher, of course. A lonely lunch inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Would you like to become a member of our Lonely Lunch Club? Of course you would. All you have to do is be lunching alone, come on the radio, and we will make your lunchtime fewer lonely. We're here for you. That's the point of us. You can email us, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Get on the list. Come on the radio. Just for an idle chat. That's all you have to do. And you could be on the receiving end of a souvenir gift prize. Ooh. Work experience punditry today. Ellie is back. Work experience Ellie. She'll be rounding up a week's worth of hipster nonsense for us. There's also the day's big stories. Run through the medieval Japanese gauntlet that is the news in haikus. Now, say what you like about this show, but you can't say it isn't the nation's premier home of current affairs explained via the medium of Japanese poetry. You can't say it isn't. There's a diversity paper review. Each day a different diversity goes through the papers for us. That's making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. They go through the papers with a fine-tooth box-ticking comb. Today, Samir is in. And we'll test him. There's the big debate at 3. All your reactions. So if you've got a reaction, please do react it at us in this direction. We are home to your reaction. Later on this afternoon as well, there's possibly part two in our series of asking politicians what their favourite animal is. Earlier this week, we found out that Ian Duncan Smith's favourite animal is either a dog or an eagle. Today, we'll be axing Brexit Secretary David Davis.
No, it's a different one.
Is it? What is it today?
It's a different David Davis.
Is it not the Brexit Secretary?
No.
Who's the David Davis we've got?
This is the guy who suggested the teeth checks on people coming.
Well, why has
he
got the same name as the Brexit Secretary?
That is spelt differently.
Stupid. Anyway, that one will be asked what his favourite animal is. Talk Radio, asking the tough questions no one else does of politicians that aren't as famous as the other ones. Who's back? Professor Stephen Hawking is friend of the show. He'll be here to tell us an unbroadcastable joke as we welcome back the radio feature Professor Stephen Hawking's pullback and reveal. He'll be joining us later. And as if that wasn't enough, there's also your chance to win some meat in a game of dead or alive. Chicken, beef, lamb, those are your choices. Or a box of organic veg. Why, Victoria?
Because they're not racist, John.
That's right. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
If you'd like to win some meat. Ginger Dave, not producing. He's gone to court to fight the ruling that says he should be kept out of students. Ass Broadcast is through the glass. She's through the...
miserable window!
Do you have to be so weird?
Oh, she lights up a room. In the sense that she burns things. Chloe is on the buns today. Hi, Chloe.
Hi,
Chloe. Victoria's driving the news at 90 down those country lanes.
Oh, yeah.
The aide intern Cornelius
Hello. Is
on hand. Can you get off my hand, actually?
Yeah.
I'm not Rod Hull and you're not Emu. I'm John Holmes. Not Rod Hull. John Holmes. And this is Talk Radio in the Afternoons. And to get into today's big story, let us start with some music.
Do you know what's worth fighting for when it's not worth dying for? Does it take your breath away and you feel yourself suffocating? Does the
music to get us into today's big story, but why would I be playing music on what our licence regulation tends to agree has to be a talk radio station? Why would I be doing that? It's Green Day and 21 Guns. Gets us into today's big story. Play along at home. Well, what big story could it possibly be? Cornelius, I can see you've got curiosity written all over your cat. What big story do you think it is? Think carefully. It's Green Day. Today's cryptic news quiz. Green Day, 21 Guns, links to today's big story. Go.
Green, I'm going to go down the route of.
Mm-hmm.
Is it an environmental story?
No.
Is it... it's Green Cards.
Ah.
It's the Muslim ban.
Ah.
Whee, thank you.
No.
What?
No.
Green Day. What's the song? 21 Guns.
Yes.
Arms dealership.
Good.
Yes.
No. I'll tell you, it's running out of time. It's simply, it's Green Day. It's got the word day in it.
Okay, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Well, all the days, in fact, because this is to do with parents taking their children out of school during term time to take them on holiday, which, of course, can be any day of the week. So it's got the word day in it, and taking the children on to holiday out of term time, so that's why I'm playing Green Day. Yeah.
You know they've got a song called Holiday.
Who have?
Green Day.
I didn't think of that.
Well,
Cass, I'm gonna have to get a guest to talk about this.
What?
Hi, Cass.
What?
Could you get as a guest, please?
To talk about Green Day.
No.
Holiday.
We're not
holidays.
Yes.
Thompson.
No.
Holiday.
I tell you what. Go back. I know you weren't listening. Go back and listen to that bit of the show again. During the adverts, and then get a guest. All right. That's Cass. She's getting us a guest. We'll talk about term time holiday ban. It's in the Supreme Court at the moment being debated as to whether or not you can take children out of school during term time. We'll find out more next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew? If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
There's too much pressure in our lives these days. Like making sure your phone doesn't run out of battery. Ah, I'm at 3%. So when it comes to selling your car, try WeBuyAnyCar.com. Our branch staff are there to make life easy. There's no pressure. You can choose to sell or not to sell. Could someone charge me up quick? To sell your car quickly and easily, enter your reg number now at webuyanycar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see webuyanycar.com/info.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space. I did very little, and I got some money back. It was awesome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
TradePoint, we've got low and competitive prices all day, every day on all your trade essentials. Like all-in ballast, just £1.56 a bag. And bonding plaster, 25 kilograms, just £5.97 a bag. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade essentials at TradePoint. Trade only.
TradePoint!
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
South Yorkshire, where the entry slip onto the southbound A1M at junction 36 from the Wormsworth Road is closed at the moment because of an accident. The restrictions in and out of Hull on the Anne Labby Road, the A1105, have been lifted following an accident near the KCOM Stadium, but it's still very busy. Into Grantham in Lincolnshire, the southbound A1 through Marston is blocked because of an accident near Tollbar Road. Heavy for the M60 northbound towards junction 9 for Wensbury, just north of Birmingham, because of a broken down vehicle. And queuing through Surrey on the A3 in Ripley after early problems south around the A247. I'm Joanna Adams.
Hello, I'm Frogspawn. Quite enjoying it so far, but... Whoa, what's going on? What's this coming out the back of my head? A tail. I've got a tail. Woohoo! I can swim. Brilliant. Hey, hang on. Legs? Arms? What do I need those for? Oh, a rock. I think I'm going to crawl onto it. I feel a bit odd. Feel a burp coming on. A frog! I've turned into a frog. Cool. Always wanted to be a frog, I think. Wait a minute, what's that kid doing with that jam jar?
Ribbit.
Sometimes you need a change, which is why at Specsavers you can try selected contact lenses free for a month. See in store for conditions.
Mr. Jake Yep's super entertaining Sunday breakfast! Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yep's comedic Sunday breakfast emporium. Featuring every modern entertainment feature money can buy. Gold and silver equine trappings. Beautiful lady riders. Splendidly attired with their attendant squires.
Rah, rah, rah.
It's Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast program. Yak your ear trumpet onto something solid in the morning. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, and we need to talk about today's big story. The Supreme Court, headed, of course, by Diana Ross QC, so soon after her Brexit ruling, will shortly be deciding whether or not a father who took his child out of school to go on holiday for a week broke the law. The case was thrown out originally by magistrates who said that he hadn't done anything wrong, then by the High Court, where the decision was appealed by his local education authority, who then took it back to the Supreme Court, along now with the government, where it is currently being heard all over, really, the non-payment of the parents' £120 fine for taking the child out of school to go on holiday rather than be at school. Rules were tightened back in, I think it was 2013, by the then Education Secretary Michael Gove, who has since proved so adept at politics. School types say that taking children out of school for just a day harms their education. Others say that's balls. Are the fines enough? Should parents who take their children on holiday in term time be punished with more traditional school punishments instead, like lines or being made to stay in for an hour after their work? Or is it just all right? On the line to talk us through it and see what we can glean is Anna Cribb. She's from HeyMummy.tv. Hello, Anna.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, John.
Hi there. So you're a parent blogger as well, so you you know about these kind of things. Where are we then? So we know what we've just mentioned. So it's still been decided by the Supreme Court. So what side do you come down on?
And we put this one out there to our followers quite a few times to see kind of where people stand on this one. And it's a really, really tricky one because there's so many. I think everybody's fairly divided on it. There are so many people who have a strong argument about the price of holidays during term time, out of term time. And, you know, we tried to book a holiday this half term and it was double the price on the week of half term as it is to the following week. And we've made the decision as a family that we're not going to go away and do exactly what we wanted to with friends this half term because of that price difference.
Yeah. So do you think it's, because obviously at the moment this is all being tackled via parents, the argument is with parents and with schools and with education ministers, would we be better off perhaps tackling it at the source, which is the travel companies who artificially rack these prices up when they know?
Personally, definitely, right. I think so. I think it's a big problem if parents could pay the same amount for flights and for holidays out of term time as they have to pay in term time, then I think there would be less of a problem. I think so many of us struggle to pay what we want to pay. We all want to give our children wonderful life experiences and take them travelling to different countries, and it's just too expensive in school holidays sometimes. So I think that's a really sad thing.
Yeah, well, yes, and arguably, though, I mean, and this is part of the argument I realise, is that you are, and a child's education isn't just what they learn in a schoolroom, is it? It's part of a broad life experiences, and to travel is part of that, I think we can all agree. So why do schools come down so hard on it?
Well, I think we're very, very lucky to live in this country with a, you know, wonderful free education system. And here we are, you know, John Platt wanted to take his daughter to...
This is the guy the case is hinging on.
Orlando, which is arguably, you know, not the most educationally valuable trip. Might be some people that argue with that. But, you know, really should we not be supporting the teachers and supporting the wonderful education system that we have? And so many other parents and children from other countries would be desperate to have their children in this system.
Yeah.
And here we are going to court to fight to take our children out. And yes, I do kind of believe that we're setting our child back if we take them out during term time. You know, if I take one of my boys out of school to take them on holiday, yes, they're going to gain some wonderful life experiences, but they might miss out on learning, for example, their two times table, which is so important. It's such an important skill. It's such an important thing to a learning block for so many other things. And should his teacher suffer and have to make up that time with my child or give me as a parent, you know, all the kind of the curriculum that they would be covering while we're away so that I can do it while we're, you know, while we're having a lovely holiday? Not really, no. I don't think our teachers in the state system deserve to have any more pressure put on them than they already have. So
is it not? Yeah. Is there not an argument that says then that the shortfall, if indeed there is any, as you're saying, should be made up by? Is this an answer by the parents? So, for instance, if you take your child out of school for a week and the teacher says, right, that's what your child has missed educationally, should there maybe be a system in place where the parent has to pay rather than a fine or whatever, just for their own private tutor to pick that slack up? If we think that's a problem.
I think, you know, we have to pick it up as parents. We have to be more supportive of our teachers and the education system. You know, they're there for our children, and taking that set into Disney World is a wonderful experience for that child. But, you know...
But what about people who can't afford it during...
They should be penalised.
But what about people who can't afford it during the holidays, though? I mean, that is a problem. And so, and that means that some people will never be able to experience that. So should we cut them some slack if they can't afford to do it at the right...
I think one of the things that that's being considered in the courts at the moment is whether it should be governed on attendance. And again, I think, you know, no, it should not, because you are, you know, we shouldn't be penalising the people who can't afford it, nor should we be penalising perhaps the poorly child who needs regular hospital treatment. Or
there's a case, you must know about this, where parents with ill children have been getting threatening letters from education authorities, threatening with fines because of the attendance record of their children, even though it's down to illness.
Exactly, and I think that is very wrong. Why should the child who is a healthy child and has a very secure, happy home life and can get into school every day because the parents drive him into school or take him into school or the nanny does, you know, why should that child be allowed to be taken out of school for a holiday just because their attendance is good compared to the child that's got epilepsy and is in and out of hospital for testing or whatever, you know, for whatever reason your child may be poorly and in and out of hospital or going to the doctor? It shouldn't be governed on that, I don't think, at all. One way or the other, and it's got to be flat across the board.
Running slightly out of time now, but what I think you've illustrated very well there is the fact that it is absolutely divisive, isn't it, amongst parents? I mean, obviously people without kids would just go, why is this so important? But it's kind of a big issue because it comes down to financial circumstances and social circumstances and all sorts, and which is why I suppose you're finding with your website that it is so divisive. So it'll be very interesting to see what the Supreme Court actually rules on, won't it, I suppose?
And there is a massive effect on teachers and schools as well, and I do think as parents we need to get behind our teachers and our school system and support them as best we can.
Anna, thank you very much. That's Anna Cribb from HeyMummy.tv. She's a parent blogger as well. If you want to find her on Twitter, she's at HeyMummyTV. So, look, it's interesting, isn't it? Should we perhaps give parents, I think personally, don't fine them, just take them back to their school days and punish them. Give parents who take their children out of school the cane. That, then we'll bring that back and stand outside the headmaster's office for a day instead of going to work and give them lines. What do you think?
Lines of what?
Lines.
Oh, sorry.
Right, so 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You're listening to Talk Radio. Victoria's got the news now.
Talk Radio.
The Prime Minister has ignored Jeremy Corbyn's calls to cancel the US President's state visit invitation. During Prime Minister's questions, the Labour leader accused Donald Trump of inciting hatred against Muslims following his controversial travel ban. Theresa May has told the House of Commons Mr. Corbyn is not capable of having a good relationship with America.
That's what Labour has to offer this country. Less protection for British citizens, less prosperous, less safe. He can lead a protest. I'm leading a country.
It's been revealed we'll find out more this week about the government's strategy for negotiating the UK's departure from the European Union. MPs will vote this evening on a bill to trigger the start of Brexit following a second day of debating it in the Commons. A paedophile has admitted 45 sex offences against children in Britain and Thailand in one of the worst cases to come to court. Retired English teacher Mark Frost, who's 17, used to be known as Andrew Tracy, pleaded guilty to the charges at the Old Bailey. Passenger groups say a scheme aimed at making rail fares in Britain fairer is long overdue, but welcome. The idea is to simplify the ticketing system so it's easier to find the cheapest options. A hospital in Istanbul has been evacuated after earlier reports of a hostage situation involving a patient receiving psychiatric treatment. Officials say police negotiators have been talking to the man, an officer who was thought tried to kill himself. And the funeral is taking place for the former England manager, Graham Taylor, who died of a suspected heart attack last month, aged 72. The weather cloudy with some patchy rain moving westwards across Britain, highs of 10 degrees. There's more in 24 minutes because John kept talking to that woman.
Well, you weren't ready.
I was ready.
You came in and knocked a load of stuff over noisily.
Yep.
And then you forgot to start the news.
No, I had something wrong with my throat.
Really?
Because I was waiting for so long.
What did you have in your throat?
I don't know.
What were you doing to pass the time?
Well, I should have been drinking more water, that's for sure.
The water you knocked over when you came in, you mean?
Instead
of listening to you. Do other newsreaders talk like to their presenters like this? I don't hear this on the Today programme.
No.
John Humphreys overrun slightly on an interview.
This wasn't slightly.
It
was 4 minutes.
I don't hear, you know, John Humphreys sort of, you're listening to Today, you want me, John Humphreys, and then he talks to someone like Anna Cribb there about the term time, and then the newsreader, you know, Chris Aldridge or whatever, comes in, and doesn't go, oh God, Humphreys, overrunning.
You ready now?
God, all right. This is BBC Radio 4. These are the headlines. Eventually,
it's more like the Tomorrow Programme.
I didn't start off like that. I ended like that. No, because at the end of my headlines, I have to say there's more than half an hour, but I don't want to be factually inaccurate.
Normally stop me.
At 2 o'clock only, John.
So, Victoria will be here being factually inaccurate in 20... Do you want to do the minutes again now?
23 minutes time.
And you should make a news story up for today's Headline Hijack, which is on the way next. By the way, your choice of animal news, vegetable news or mineral news in an hour's time, as it has gone to the public vote because of democracy. Mineral news way ahead.
Can I put one down for animal news because my mum has texted me.
She has to text me. She has to text in here.
But she's using an iPad, not a phone.
All right, well, she can...
She can tweet.
She doesn't have Twitter.
Can
I not show you her message?
The Talk Radio online email form.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll get to do
get
that.
Get to do that. If she wants
animal
news.
And the deadline is what time, two?
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock, yeah.
Okay, fine.
Okay, so do you want animal news, vegetable news or mineral news as part of Victoria's bonus news? Let us know. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word
animal news.
Vegetable or mineral.
Animal news.
Preferably mineral.
Animal.
Anyway, thanks, Victoria. She'll be back shortly.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Every weeknight from 10, get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
The cactus and the tree and the rabbit on the hill.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
It's going to be awesome.
Late Night Ian Lee.
Just listen and see what happens.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Indeed, and a lot of your reactions coming in for today's big story. Should we drag children out of school and send them on holiday? This has been put through the Supreme Court at the moment, of course, following that case in the Isle of Wight a while ago. Should we punish parents by giving them fines? Should we give them lines? Should we make them stand outside the headmaster's office? Should we take parents who take their children out of school and give them the cane? What do you think? What's been coming in, Cornelius?
Lots coming in, John. John, me no never go school and me good. P.S. Love Julia's show. That's coming from Peter. John, I don't have kids, but I will only go on holiday during half term as I'm incredibly rich. Thanks very much for that to a rich person.
Thanks very much for sending that in. John.
He's also sent some cash in. Thank you for that.
That's great. John, what I think it's really the argument about who the new Doctor Who should be. Why isn't it a teacher? It's always a bloody actor, and that's not right. Where's the diversity? It's always played by an actor, Doctor Who. Never a teacher or a plumber or a diplomat or a tramp. It's never done by these bits. So where I think a teacher should be given the opportunity to play Doctor Who, and that's fair enough. So no, who do you think should be given the opportunity to play Doctor Who? Let us know, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with who you think should be given the opportunity to play Doctor Who.
Because it's been an actor since Doctor Who started.
Has it?
William Hartnell? What was he? An actor. Yeah. John Pertwee? What was he?
An actor.
That's right. Some of the, I'm not really into Doctor Who, so I can't name all of
David
them.
David Tennant.
Yes, what was he?
An actor.
That's right, Christopher Eccleston. What was he?
An actor.
An actor, thank you very much. Colin Baker. Not a very good actor, but he was an actor.
Yeah, okay.
Sylvester McCoy.
Sure. Crisps? Did he work in Crisps?
No, it was an actor.
Ah, okay.
So, you know, it's always been actors, hasn't it? And now maybe is the time for change. Let's diversify. Hashtag Doctor Who so actory. Let's put some other people, give another people a chance. I think it's about time we should do that. Who should be Doctor Who? Let us know, 8722.
Start your message with a word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Okay, let's do some headline hijacks.
Okay.
But as Victoria mentioned, in 20 minutes' time now, there will be a made-up news story in the news at 2 o'clock. That's where it will need to be. Fake news, writ large, celebrated by us on a daily basis. Your made-up news lie broadcast as fact at 2 o'clock. We call it, yes, headline hijack. What's been coming in, Cornelius?
Lots coming in. This is from Daniel, who says, the solo singer Sting, real name Gordon Sumner, has been convicted of stalking a married woman in 2015. The woman, who wished to remain anonymous, has said that every step she took and every breath she made, she was being watched. And at first, the woman was scared to approach the police, she said, due to the affiliation with the singer.
Okay, thanks very much. You sent that one in?
Daniel.
And we'll pass any lawsuits from Sting on to Daniel. And Ed Sheeran, he's a singer. He's announced that he's officially purchased Framlington Castle, the castle which features in his latest single, Castle on the Hill. The star said he can't wait to move in and will do so once it has been furnished and all the ceremonial swords have been removed from the property, the Castle on the Hill there. Mm. Right, so if you've got a made-up news story, then, well, you know the number, 87222.
Starting message with the word
did you have something in your throat?
Yeah.
Like Victoria had in her throat. Was it the same
not
thing?
That it wasn't the same thing, I can trust.
Okay. At already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We'll meet a lonely luncher next on Talk Radio. And, of course, the lines remain open for Headline Hijack. It is Talk Radio's Wednesday. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Oh, look. Tom and Mary Wainthorpe are proud to announce the engagement of their daughter, Carrie, to Gareth Shadwell. Aww. Five-door hatchback for sale. One previous owner, full...
Like getting your money's worth? Try the delicious barbecue chicken BLC. Just $1.49 from the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price and participation may vary.
Don't ignore the workplace... It's the law to have a work... Even if you work from home and only employ one person, you'll still need a work... You'll still need to offer a workplace pension. Ah, finally. I got your attention. Don't ignore the workplace pension. It's the law. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
Don't break down now. I've got friends round tonight.
Oh, don't break down now. I've got to open the shop.
Whether you're running a home or a business, you'll want a boiler that won't let you down. With a new one from British Gas, you'll not only get £400 off, you'll get a fixed price guarantee and a 5-year warranty for added peace of mind. But, I'm getting to it, Wilbur. You only have until 31st of March to get £400 off. Search British Gas or call 0800 754 754. Conditions apply.
It's your last chance to get great savings on selected sofas at DFS. Hurry, savings end Monday.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M20 in Kent is skewing London bound near Aylesford. Between junctions 5 and 4, a lane's closed off because of a vehicle fire. No change into Grantham in Lincolnshire on the southbound A1. It's blocked around the Marston turn following an accident. Traffic's at a standstill. There's delays getting into Nottingham on the A453. It's currently closed near to Nottingham Trent University because of repairs to a pothole. And in Stockport, the A6 Wellington Road North has been closed because of an accident near to Mersey Square. I'm Jarena Adams.
So, Specsavers say it's easy to change your look with contact lenses. Well, I'm a chameleon and all I do is change my look, uncontrollably. And it's not easy. Like, you're at a party and suddenly, whoosh, you're the same colour as the wallpaper. You're invisible. And that makes it hard to forge meaningful relationships. Which is why you never see groups of chameleons about the place. Well, I mean, you wouldn't be able to see us anyway, that's the point. Anyway, if you do like to change your look, try selected contact lenses free for a month at Specsavers. See in store for conditions.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In the afternoons. Here we are, inside your radio. Look, talking to you from inside here. If you are listening to this in a radio, if you just come closer to the radio. A little bit closer. If you put your eye to the grill, right, the front, the speaker bit.
It's weird to see from in here.
Look at that. I'm just going to scratch on the other side of the grill. Mind your eye. We're in your radio. We're in here.
Can you move up, John?
Yeah, not much room. Cass has just come into the inside of the radio as well. And now it smells of her egg.
Ow.
Smells of an egg.
Oh. Rotten egg.
I don't smell egg.
Anyway, we've been looking at the news, and what we've... You know what I
mean? It's just the...
Smell of egg. Egg.
Yeah.
We've been looking at the news, and as I said earlier, the Supreme Court are still reviewing this term time holiday case.
After what we did earlier.
I know, you think we'd have solved
it. I thought that would have solved it.
Apparently not, although I think we have helped. Obviously, Theresa May, as we know, has now said Donald Trump will certainly be visiting, and she won't be listening to the marching snowflakes. I think they were her exact words this afternoon. And anyway, the news is quite complicated.
I can't get my head around it.
No, well, neither can many people, Cornelius, which is why we like to help on a regular basis by taking the news and analysing it through the medium, that's right, of Japanese poetry. Altogether, five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Hitler's phone sells at auction. It will look great in the Oval Office.
The news!
In haikus.
I did that.
Sorry.
I did that bit. In haikus. Now, let's meet a lonely luncher.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
It is time to hammer hard on the door to our Tupperware Hall of Despair. It is sanctuary, if you like. We offer sanctuary for those that are lunching alone. If it's you, get in touch. You can email us, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. What it is our way of, again, reaching out of the radio where we are inside in here. Right, and just helping you through a lonely time, which is lunchtime, isn't it? If you're lunching alone, it is a lonely time. And we're here to talk to you about anything you like. Idle chit-chat, news-related by all means, current affairs. You can talk to us about Trump. You can talk to us about placards, marching, Corbyn. Anything you want to talk about is fine. That's what we're here for. We'll bring our knowledge and expertise to bear upon it. On the line today, someone lunching alone. She's called Hannah. Hello, Hannah.
Hi, hello
to you as well, Hannah. Where are you, Hannah?
I'm currently in Shoreditch in London.
Shoreditch. Mm. Are you a hipster, Hannah?
I am, guilty.
Are you? Have you got a beard, square beard?
Yeah, I have. How do you know?
With cereal in it. Yeah. What do you do, Hannah?
I work in PR.
That's hipster, isn't it? That's quite hipster.
It is. Yeah. It really is.
What do you PR?
It's like films and entertainment releases, like books and stuff.
Oh
no.
Oh. It's just that I've got a book out, Hannah, so...
Look what you've done to Hannah. Turned her into an evil sort of demon just by mentioning your book.
That happens a lot, actually. Are you still there, Hannah?
I am. I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Well, yes, we can now. I had a technical... a technical Chloe there, I'll call that. So you worked in film PR. I mean, this is a good opportunity for you then, because often PRs will try and get their wares on the radio, won't they, Hannah? They'll try and get mentions in and that kind of thing.
Yeah, a good PR person would.
Yeah.
dedicated PR person would.
I'm going to give you a platform there and say, is there anything you want to promote? That's all I was going to do.
Well, I've been doing it since 9 o'clock this morning, so you know what?
Can't bother.
I'm taking a break.
Good. Mm. Good, I like that. Well, the thing is, it's a lunch break. That's the point, isn't it? You're lunching alone. Why are you lunching alone? Is it because you work in PR?
Well, actually, it's because I'm ill, so I've had to segregate myself from everyone.
Oh, no. What have you got, Hannah?
Just a cold. Nothing serious, but
I'm glad to hear it.
No one wants it.
No, the thing that's just going around, isn't it? Sam Delaney, who normally does drive time on here, he's off today with a cold.
Mm.
The good news is that everybody's favourite hat wearer and milk liquor out of an actress's lapper, George Galloway, will be sitting in for him. He'll be in later. That'll be interesting handover. Anyway, so, all right, Hannah, so you work in PR. You're on your lunchtime. Next question is, what are you having for lunch? That's what we always have to ask our inductees.
It's a leek and potato soup with a bread roll.
That's pretty standard, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I'm ill, you know, soup always helps, so that was my go-to.
Agreed. I would go for a chicken, personally, if I were ill, but you're right in that the soup is... Why is soup an ill thing? Why is that?
I don't know.
It comes from childhood, possibly, when it's, you know, that's if you had a sore throat, that's what you were given. I don't know. I'm just... But it makes you feel better, doesn't it, Hannah? That's the point.
It does. It really does.
Which is also the point of this whole exercise, because what we do is make your lunchtime fewer lonely than it was. That's what we do. And as such, Hannah, we're able to idly chat about anything you like. Now, it could be news-related. The idea is we're a sort of virtual friend or colleague, and we don't know each other very well. We've just met, really. You know, maybe it's my first day, and, you know, you're by the kettle. I've walked over. We've got to wait for it to boil, so we've got to have a bit of a chit-chat. That sort of thing. So, assuming that had happened, what is it you'd like to chat about?
Well, I guess, like you said, the whole Trump thing, I mean, it's really grating on my mind.
Is it? Right, just get something off your chest, Hannah, if you want. Are you a millennial, Hannah? Did you go on the march?
That's not what
I did. I
wish
I had. I was ill. I would have done, but I was ill. This is the issue.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it just really, really upsets me.
Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you were to write a placard, what would you write on the placard, Hannah? Bearing in mind that a lot of the placards were sweary, and that's not a good idea on the radio.
Yeah, no, of course not. No. It'll be so simple, just, you know, why Trump, why?
Why Trump, why?
Why Trump, why is a good one.
That is a good one, actually.
Just hard-hitting, straight to the point, no messing around.
Yeah. So, in terms of your, you would have marched, did you go on the Women's March as well, or were you ill for that as well?
I didn't. I don't know where I was on that day, but like, I followed it on Twitter.
Yeah, of course, yeah. That's the same, isn't it?
No, yeah.
I mean, that's kind of believing in the cause, but not quite enough. I think that's fair enough, Anna. That's idle chit-chat done now. We've done politics, that's fine. Now what happens is you get to choose from a fabulous, Hannah, range of gift prizes. Now, one of them is very special because you work in book PR, and one of them is, in fact, a copy of my book. Which I like to give away on the radio because it's such an A, it's an excellent prize. B, it's sort of PR, isn't it? If I keep saying what it's called, it's called A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man. It came out in September. It's a poignant and charming masterclass in comedy writing, the Press Association. Like Catelyn Moran meets the in-betweeners, Miranda Hart.
Why did the Press Association read it? They're not busy, and they've not got anything better to do.
Yeah, no, they haven't than this. No, they read all of them. The whole association read my book. So, there. Anyway, so, you know, Hannah, feel free to win that and then promote it somewhere for me. But anyway, that's just one of the choices, because the rest of them sound a little bit like this. Here comes some music. What you'll hear next, Hannah... What you hear next, Hannah, is the a man's voice describing various things. Right, they'll be your gifts. Okay. There'll be two men's voices actually. One of them is Ben from the pre-recorded sport, and the other one is Cornelius.
Hello.
Who will provide you with a brief description of what you can win. At the end of the list, you get to choose one. That's how it works.
Great.
Here we go with the first.
A Talk Radio mug.
Yes, a national radio station with a wide listenership. perfect for PRing stuff, especially if it involves free stuff for us.
That's right. Just bear that in mind, Hannah. Just bear that in mind.
Tickets or anything.
Tickets,
you know.
Films, outlets for, you know, food. Geeks and stuff.
Today's Metro newspaper with haikus scribbled
today
on it.
Today featuring one of my favourite ever haikus, which we'll be featuring on the show later on.
Even though I think it's unbroadcastable.
A Talk Sport mug.
Currently on Talk Sport.
Yes, who is it?
Hawksby, and unfortunately Jacobs is off ill.
Oh,
then,
like
so
Hannah. Oh.
Galloway's doing a double shift and talking about how great that player was on the left wing.
Good.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot is a Young Man.
Oh, look, it's the book I was talking about. Have you got a description of it?
No.
Okay.
A Talk Sport 2 mug.
Currently on Talk Sport 2, Ray Stubbs is discussing what a terrible read A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man was.
He's not, is he?
For him. He is.
He's
no, not, honestly, he is. I've got it in my can
he
at the moment.
Isn't,
I'm not listening to you.
He cannot read.
A 2016 Talk Sport Colin Murray calendar.
Yes, Colin Murray unfortunately died last year. Left Talk Sport last year and left behind these calendars, which we fetched out of a skip and are now outdated.
A 2017 John Holmes colander.
Why can't we have our own calendar? We told Laurie as he read from The Sun and sipped a tea. Put it in an email, he said. Unfortunately, we left Cass to do that, so due to a typo, we have these colanders to give away.
Laurie is one of our bosses, but we don't know what he does. Right, your choice, Hannah, from PR. What a fabulous range.
Well, as an avid London commuter, it's got to be the Metro with a haiku.
It's got to be the Metro with a haiku written on it.
Yeah.
Not several haikus.
Not the...
Oh, wow.
Not the excellent book, then. Right, right, Hannah, thank you very much indeed. It's available on Amazon. You can get it there. It's fine. Amazon.co.uk. That's Hannah. Hannah's inducted into our Tupperware Hall of Despair. All you have to be... is lunching alone. If you'd like to come on the radio and tell us why, it was that easy. It was that simple. Okay? That's it. You to talk about whatever you like. It's fine. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk is our email. Now, Headline Hijack is on the way. Very near the news now. Nuzzled up against the news as we are. It only remains to find out who has got a made-up news story in there masquerading as truth, for that is Headline Hijack. Fake news writ large and celebrated by us. Today, the Headline Hijacker is called...
Jason.
And where is Jason from?
Bournemouth.
Jason in Bournemouth. He or she has got their made-up news story in. After that, of course, work experience punditry. Today, Ellie is here. She will bring us some hipster nonsense. Hannah would like that. Also on the programme today, you can win some meat in a game of Dead or Alive. And Professor Stephen Hawking will be on the show later, telling us an unbroadcastable joke. All to come. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. It happens to be a Wednesday. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew? If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
At Thompson, our family life holidays are created especially for families to bring you holiday moments that are extra special. Like that moment when your kids burst with joy at one of our kids' clubs. That moment, brought to you by Thompson. Discover your smile. Atoll protected. Kids clubs subject to availability and on selected holidays. Terms and conditions apply. Visit thompson.co.uk for details.
Divorce can be expensive. It affects your finances, assets, home, savings, pension, and most of all, your relationship with your children. It's probably one of the toughest times you'll ever go through. Cordell and Cordell understands these issues and helps men maximize their roles in their children's lives. Call now on 0330 6060 161, or visit cordellcordell.co.uk. Office in central London. A partner men can count on.
All right, Steve.
Devastated. She's gone, and I'm lost without her. We've been together years.
Yeah, but...
You come to rely on them.
You'll find another one, mate. Between you and me, I always thought she was a bit butch.
Hey, I'm talking about my old van.
I thought you meant Verity.
Me wife. Butch.
Oh, well. Either way, you can pick something up with a few less miles on the clock.
At Van Monster, every van is covered by our price match promise, our unique 5-day money-back guarantee, and includes a 6-month warranty. Terms and conditions apply. Find your perfect work partner at vanmonster.com.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
Just after 2 o'clock, good afternoon. Welcome, Talk Radio. Yes. Wednesday, Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, PM not warned about US travel ban. Paedophile admits 45 sex offences and a train ticket overhaul.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May insists she was not given prior warning about Donald Trump's ban on refugees entering the US. The PM has been questioned by Jeremy Corbyn in the Commons after days of not saying whether the president discussed it with her when they met last week. But the Labour leader says it's still a UK issue, as Mr. Trump is going against an international agreement on refugees,
which commits this country, the United States, and 142 other states to accept refugees without regard to their race, religion, or country of origin. President Trump has breached that convention. Why didn't she speak out?
A 70-year-old paedophile has admitted to dozens of sex crimes against children in what's been described as one of the worst cases to come to court. Former English teacher Mark Frost targeted children both in the UK and in Thailand. The National Crime Agency believes he may have assaulted more youngsters during his 25-year career in schools and volunteering with the Scouts. The inquest into the Tunisia terror attack has heard how a teenager tried to shield his grandfather as he was shot at close range. Owen Richards has also described how he heard his brother plead for his life before he was also shot dead in the attack that claimed the life of his uncle. Tomorrow, the government will publish its Brexit strategy. It'll follow 2 days of debates in the House of Commons. And Britain's complex rail fare system is to be given its biggest overhaul in more than 3 decades. The scheme will be trialled in May, where cheaper options will be offered rather than buying multiple tickets. Kat Hobbs from the Rail Campaign Group, "We Own It," has told Talk Radio it's too little too late.
This change is about 20 years too late. The train companies have been ripping us all off for the last 20 years. And really what this change means is that we're going to be ripped off slightly less.
Talk Radio national weather.
Rather cloudy with patchy rain moving westwards across Britain. Highs of 10 degrees. That's the end of both the news and the weather.
I was just out there.
I know.
Oh.
Thing is with these train tickets, they're just going to bump up the prices, aren't they? They're making them fairer. They haven't said they're making them going to make it cheaper. So what they're going to do is just make sure they're all at the most expensive.
Yeah, and then call that the cheapest.
Yeah.
Because they'll get rid of all the cheap ones.
That's what I reckon will happen.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Hard-hitting analysis from Cornelius there.
Yeah.
On the big stories. Sorry, you did the news. I was out there. I just popped out during your news.
I know. Mm.
Just to try and clear the smell of an egg from in here that Cass brought in when she came in. Do you want to know the answer to what news you've got to do in bonus news in 20 minutes?
Yeah, what are the results?
Well, so we put this out to the public vote, of course. Now, Victoria brings us bonus news at 2:30 every day. Animal news, vegetable news or mineral news. But for the vote today, because Victoria doesn't like mineral news, she only likes animal news. So, the people have spoken. We've closed the vote now. Cornelius?
Hello.
Tell us the results.
I can confirm that today's bonus news will be... mineral
it's
news.
Mineral news.
How many votes did it get?
It's mineral news.
Lots.
Compared to...
Well, I don't want to say because it makes it sound like we haven't got much listeners.
Yeah.
Many.
Sorry.
You're so immature.
I think there's...
Why are you laughing?
It's mineral news. It's mineral. Here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. We'll start with cricket and a firm start for England in the deciding 2020 with India. After Owen Morgan's side won the toss and elected to bowl first, India were 25 for 1 in the fourth over. Tottenham are waiting to hear how badly injured Danny Rose is following last night's goalless draw at Sunderland. The left-back limped off during the first half, with boss Maurizio Pochettino admitting he doesn't know how bad the problem is. Spurs are already without fellow defenders Jan Vertonghen and Kieran Trippier. On to tonight's Premier League action. Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola will be back on what's proven to be a happy hunting ground for his side in recent weeks. They travelled to West Ham, where they won 5-0 in an FA Cup tie recently. Elsewhere, sixth place Manchester United entertain bottom side Hull, and Stoke take on Everton. North of the border, the Scottish Premiership top four are all in action. Celtic have a 22-point lead at the top of the table ahead of their home game with third place Aberdeen. Rangers in second go to fourth place Hearts, and Partick Thistle host St Johnstone. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
And finally, the very first vegan zoo is to open today in Hull as part of being the 2017 UK City of Culture. The zoo will contain no elements of real-life animals and will instead be sculptures of animals made out of a number of vegan ingredients, including kale, tofu and bricks.
Thank you very much, Victoria. Eventually. And Ben with the pre-recorded sports. You're listening to Talk Radio. We'll do Work Experience Punditry next.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. John Holmes. On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
So then, don't forget today on the programme, you can win some meat. Your choice, chicken, beef or lamb. Or a box of organic veg, because we're not racist. And it's in a game of dead or alive, which will be happening around about a quarter to four. So if you'd like to take part, let us know. Signal your intention now. 87222.
Start your message with a word tool.
There's also the big debate coming at 3 o'clock, of course. Work Experience Punditry on the way. On the way next with Ellie.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Very quickly ahead of that, though, we're once again helping out people who work in television. New figures out show that fewer and fewer people are watching mainstream television, less than they used to, certainly. And it's all streaming now, isn't it? It's all streaming, and the next big hit still being searched for to lure people back. Families, really. You think of sitcoms like Mrs. Brown's Boys, very popular, isn't it, for some inexplicable reason. That kind of thing. It won big at the National Television Awards, did it?
Well, that must mean it's good.
Yeah. So we thought we'd help out with that, as we often like to do, with pitching to television the next great sitcom. Now, the rules are very simple. What you have to do, because all great sitcoms really have the name of the character in the title, but you can be clever with it. You remember, and I always use this as the example, there was a programme called Nelson's Column, sitcom there, and that was about a news reporter called Nelson who wrote a column.
Oh, very clever.
It was Nelson's Column, because he was called Nelson, he wrote a column, but also there is a thing called Nelson's Column, and from there the humour arises. So once again, we thought we'd help out. So if you've got a sitcom idea you've been working on, send it to us, we will pass it on to the relevant sitcom people. But use those rules, okay? It's name of character in the title, and then short précis of what the premise of the sitcom, if that makes kind of sense. I mean, Cornelius, let me give you an example. It's just one we've used before to start with, because I think this illustrates it very well. It's a sitcom. It's really good. It's called Too Many Cooks Spoil the Broth. Right? Jim Cook, Anthony Cook, James Cook, Liam Cook, Denny Cook, Scott Cook, Ben Cook, Alex Cook, Ricky Cook, Lauren Cook, Joe Cook, Andy Cook, Jason Cook, Paul Cook, John Cook, Lee Cook, Lucy Cook, Sue Cook, Carla Cook, Lewis Cook, Rob Cook, and Mohit Cook are all chefs working in the same kitchen. They burn the soup. Too many cooks spoil the broth there. It's going to be an excellent sitcom. What have you got there?
I've got Nelson's Column 2.
Yes.
Nelson is a memorial builder based in Trafalgar Square. He wants to build a second column. And we can call it Nelson's Column.
Because there was one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's Nelson's Column 2.
A cat may look at a king. Anthony Cat is given permission to gaze at his friend Adrian King. A cat can look at a king. It's a sitcom. And from thence the humour arises.
Mm.
Yes?
The George Galloway.
Yeah.
Lefty broadcaster and hat wearer George Galloway wants justice for the Iraqi wars, but he wants it done his way, the Galloway. He demands that Tony Blair and George Bush are humiliated by having to lap sour milk out of the lap of the actress Rula Lenska.
On Celebrity Big Brother. In a leotard.
Yes.
And if you've got an idea for a sitcom, do let us know, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Let's do some work experience punditry. Is back, and she brings with her today's roundup of hipster nonsense. Work experience punditry, what it does is drag the next generation of broadcasters, critics and pundits up, and with the help of our hand, reached down to them through the radio and pulled into the industry. That's what we tell them anyway. Really, it's because we don't have to pay them because they work experience. Hi, Ellie.
Hello,
hello.
How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, yeah. So, hipster nonsense today.
Oh yeah,
where have you trawled?
I have trawled to a boutique bougie hotel in central London.
Yeah,
5 stars.
Yes,
Harry Potter rooms.
Harry Potter themed rooms.
Yeah, not the whole hotel.
Oh,
well, just
they missed a trick there then.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, they've got to appeal to...
Right, so once they've lured you in,
yeah,
they then throw Potter at you.
Well, they throw Bertie Bott's Every Flavour Beans at you, I think.
Right.
That's what they have instead of chocolates on their pillows.
Okay.
But I've got some excellent Harry Potter puns for you.
Oh, great.
You ready?
I always have puns.
Yeah.
Harry Potter and the Chambermaid of Secrets.
I see, you're going Harry Potter hotels.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Harry Potter and the Order of Room Service. Harry Potter and the Goblet of Minibar Wine.
Mm. Did you literally just pick this story because you thought of some Harry Potter hotel puns?
I have been working on them all morning with the help of Anna. I feel like she demanded a shout out for her.
Hello,
for
Anna.
Her work.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, Anna. Well done for that.
Yeah.
Just the three, is it?
No, there are so many more.
All right, go on.
It's £300 a night, so it will make you Griffin poor. You can stay in a Ravenclaw footed tub, which you can slither into.
Okay, that's fine. That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Have you got any Voldemort?
You'll have so much.
Thank you.
You'll have such a good time. You won't want to Quidditch. That wasn't...
Not as good as my Voldemort, was it, really? But,
No, it wasn't. Sorry, Anna.
All right, so look, so this is... Why now? I mean, Harry Potter's, like, years ago.
Well, the thing is, the people who loved Harry Potter as a child and can't let it go because they're not that mature,
yeah,
now have money...
I see.
...to spend...
Yes.
...pretending that Harry Potter is real because they can't tell the difference between fantasy and reality.
Right, okay. Does your bill get delivered to your room by an owl?
By a house elf, I think.
By a house elf?
Otherwise known as a receptionist.
Yeah. Do they... So, but it's only when... This is what I'm struggling with. When you get into the rooms, it's Harry Potter themed, but the rest of it isn't. I mean...
I think it's like a wing. It's like a B&B,
so it's not,
like a hotel. But
not
it's like,
all the rooms there.
Yeah, it's like behind like a draped... Like velvet.
I see. Like a sort of... They should have done it as a platform.
Yeah.
You could walk through the platform wall. Like,
room,
you know,
9¾.
That'll
or something.
Do. Yeah. Yeah. But it's a little bit hipster, isn't it? I mean, what do you get in the room?
Just lots of zhuzhy stuff. Like, there's a lot of, like Gryffindor. I think it's, like, red and gold because everyone wants to be... Harry Potter, not like Malfoy or something.
Okay.
That's one of them.
I'm going to be honest with you now. Right, I haven't seen a Harry Potter film, and I haven't read Harry Potter. I read the first Harry Potter book, but it was rubbish and for children, so I stopped.
Yeah, it is.
Do you not like this idea then?
No.
So you take umbrage with it.
Is that a Harry Potter joke?
Yeah.
What is it?
There's a character called Miss Umbridge.
And she's well evil. Worse than Trump.
Right. Okay, thanks for explaining that.
Yep.
Good.
There's more.
When you go into the room...
Yes.
The keys they give you, are they electronic or are they old-fashioned keys to open the Dumbledore?
Very good.
Yeah?
That's very good.
Dumbledore.
So. I wouldn't know because it was booked up for months.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people, very popular. It was very popular.
I wonder why.
Why?
That was so subtle.
I don't understand.
I don't think...
Oh, wonder.
Wand.
From a fish called Wanda.
No, wand.
Oh.
They use wands in Harry Potter.
Right. You certainly bludgered that joke through.
Yeah. You pretend you haven't seen
it's
it.
It's a bludger, isn't it? It's a, you know... I'm just saying words that I've heard of.
Don't know which one you're talking about.
Is that a witch?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, I'm sure it's a very enjoyable Griffin decor. Anyway. Should we move on to other ones?
No, because we'll have to go to traffic and travel. but we will. I mean, we will, Ellie. I mean, you've already brought it right down, if I'm honest, with that terrible idea. But I suppose you're right, it's going to be very popular.
It wasn't my idea.
No, but it's going to be popular, isn't it? Because that's what the people like, the Harry Potter themed hipster hotel. £300 a night, is it, you say?
Yeah.
Is it open now?
Yeah.
Okay. There. If we get, do you think we'll get a free stay now we've mentioned it?
Maybe. Mm. But would you want that?
No. So, Ellie's with us. She's doing work experience punditry. We're back doing more hipster nonsense next on Talk Radio. And now, traffic and travel.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
The new Vauxhall Mokka X is absolutely 100% about you. Your music streamed, your devices connected with 4G Wi-Fi, and it's yours to drive for just £239 a month with advance rental. The sportier, bolder new Vauxhall Mokka X. It's your life. Go drive it. Search Mokka X offers. Personal contract hire offer on Mokka X Active 1.4 turbo manual front wheel drive in metallic paint. Advance rental 3346 plus 35 months at 239. Excess miles over contracted mileage of 24,000 over 36 months at 7.3 pence per mile. You will not own the car. Wi-Fi requires OnStar activation, available as standard on selected models. 4G coverage limited. T's and C's apply. Register before the 1st of April 2017.
Getting the team together to host the rugby at your place this weekend? Then pop to Asda for a 20-pack of Carlsberg. Was £13, now £10. And make sure you have a great lineup ahead of the match. Asda. Save money. Live better. Selected stores subject to availability. 440ml. Drink aware.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In February, we've got an 8x4 foot sheet of 100mm Enertherm pitch roof insulation for only £25.99. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In the Stockport area of Greater Manchester, restrictions on the A6 are causing delays in both directions near to Stockport Plaza. There's been an accident there. There's delays getting into Nottingham on the A453 Clifton Lane. It's closed northbound at the moment near Nottingham Trent University for repairs to the road. Lincolnshire's South Valley 1 heading into Grantham blocked at Marston because of an accident. Heavy on the North Valley 1 around 16 for Deventry after earlier problems, and still queuing for the M20 in Kent London bound after a vehicle fire near the junction 4 at Leybourne. I'm Jarena Adams.
It's louder than rock versus metal, more dramatic than parents versus teenagers, and more historic than Athens versus Sparta. It's the rivalry to end all rivalries, the showdown to end all showdowns. It's epic savings on car insurance versus epic savings on energy bills. Go to Money Supermarket to see where you could save most. Britain, you're so Money Supermarket.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
So we've waved goodbye to January, we're into February, but on the next Full Set Breakfast, winter is coming. I don't mean meteorologically, I mean winter is coming. Hear me roar! We've got a big star from Game of Thrones joining me live on the next Full Set Breakfast, plus Better Call Paul. Have your say on the big issues of the day, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Who's Paul Ross's guest? Listen to that. A big star from Game of Thrones with Paul Ross on the Full Set Breakfast tomorrow. Is it a dragon?
No, it's Amrita Acaria.
Oh, yeah? No.
Who?
Amrita Acaria, star of the first series. Let me have a look.
Is she Jon Snow? Jon Snow.
She played Eerie.
Okay, Eerie.
13 episodes between 2011 and 12.
All right. Well, it's going back a bit, isn't it? Because it's 7 seasons now or something. Anyway, she's with Paul Ross tomorrow on the Full Set Breakfast.
Couldn't get Dinklage.
So now, speaking of television, just before we talk to Ellie more about Hipster Nonsense, a lot of suggestions coming in for sitcoms that we're going to be pitching to the sitcom people. Thank you very much. To Be or Not To Be, says Self Pithy on Twitter. Eddie B attempts to solve unexplained crimes while simultaneously keeping his beekeeping farm afloat. Eddie B. What else have we got? Oh, that's Unbroadcastable from Super Taxi. Yep. It's just three men and a lady boy, but I'm not going to read out the description of it. Once in a Blue Moon, Eddie Blue has a pair of trousers that keep falling down. Usually this isn't a problem, but then disaster strikes. Once in a Blue Moon. Anyway, keep your sitcom ideas coming in, you know, because this could make your fortune in the future. Meanwhile, let's talk to Ellie about more hipster nonsense. So we've talked Harry Potter-themed hotel and got through an excruciating number of Harry Potter hotel puns while we were doing it. Where are we going next, Ellie?
We are going to do some yoga.
Are we?
But we're going to get drunk while we do it.
The drunk yoga?
There we go. Beer yoga. Now they love craft beer and they love yoga.
Oh, those hipsters. Those crazy hipsters. They've done it again. They've taken two hipster things and they put them together.
It's my favourite thing.
Go on. What does... beer yoga.
So it started in Berlin.
Yep.
Which, you know, home of Oktoberfest. They do love their beer. It is, and I quote, centuries old therapies for the mind, body and soul combined. And now it's spread to Australia. It's been at Burning Man, so it's going to be in London soon.
It's going to be countrywide. Yeah.
Countrywide.
Do you get drunk first or do you get drunk during yoga?
So I imagine you've got to balance a pint on your head.
Okay, interesting.
That won't get you drunk, though.
Well, just if you spill enough of it. Spill enough of it on yourself, then you'll absorb it.
But how does it work?
So, like, you drink beer, and do yoga at the same time,
okay.
And it's supposed to give you like a higher consciousness because you're drunk.
Well, that's just being drunk. But because when you do yoga, and I haven't, but I'm led to believe that gas escapes. So if you're a bit burpy, and that's not... I don't mean like a burpy. I don't mean like the exercise. I mean like if you are a bit gassy, then it's because of the gassiness of the beer, then that's going to be quite bad for the people around you, isn't it?
Maybe... Well, you're all drinking beer. Maybe you have to drink ale. You have to drink ale. There you go.
I like ale.
I know what I'd have. I'd have a downward brew dog.
Hey.
It's a beer and it's yoga.
Sort of where the last segment fell down was puns, wasn't it?
Yeah,
so.
Let's step away.
Fell down.
Step away from it. So okay, well, it was only a matter of time before this happened, of course.
Yeah.
It's the age-old hipster thing of putting two things that don't belong together together. Which we've sort of tried before, two hipster pursuits put together, because that's why cafes with owls in. You know, owl is quite a hip thing. People like to touch an owl. Put an owl in a cafe, touch an owl in a cafe. It's hipster. In a disused railway arch. It's all the hipster things. Where do you go and do the yoga? Just with in a pub?
In special yoga studios.
Right, with a bar in it?
No, I think you've got that, like... you know that pub carpet that you get that's like super swirly that you so you can't
sticky.
Tell what like sticky covered
really
in vomit
patterned,
stains
yeah.
Yeah, like it hides a manner of sins.
Yeah,
a good pub carpet. So I imagine that it's like a yoga studio with one of them in.
All right, beer yoga, fine. Next.
Oh, something else. It's just combining two things that already existed.
Of course it is.
Into
it's
a new thing.
It's the hipster way.
The bagel burgers. Yeah, it's yeah.
So it's a burger, but with bagels instead of burger buns.
Yeah, because I don't know if you've seen those like rainbow bagels.
Yes, they were on The Apprentice.
Were they?
What's a rainbow bagel?
It's just bagel dough with dye in it.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So it's coloured.
They love colours because they're children.
You can't say that in this day and age,
Cornelius. That way.
You can't say
Be
that.
Quiet.
You can't say that since the 70s, so don't use that word, all right? That's bagelist, that is. So.
Yes. Mm. Yeah,
you wouldn't say it about your neighbours. Don't say it about bagels. That's what they say, isn't it? That's the rules. So just be careful, Cornelius. Carry on.
Well, it started in Cardiff.
Yeah,
and they're currently doing a burger called the Charizard. The Bagel and Burger Kitchen in Cardiff. They're doing one called the Charizard, which is named after a Pokemon, which is another thing that millennials like me love. Pokemon.
Do you love a Pokemon?
I couldn't catch a single one.
Oh, a picture of a bagel.
I've just shown
rainbow.
You a picture of a rainbow bagel there.
They're stupid. That looks like someone has tied a stick of rock in a knot. That's all that looks like.
It looks like, was it Play-Doh? Looks horrid.
Yeah.
It looks horrid.
Yeah. All right, so it's a burger, but with bagels instead of buns. That's it. I mean, that is it.
That's literally
it. They built a whole cafe around that.
It's called the Bagel and Burger Kitchen, now there's a place in East London, of course, in Spitalfields Market, of course, that were doing bagels, and they were like, just stick a burger in it.
Yeah,
they just look like normal burgers to me.
But bagels are quite, I mean,
they're dense.
They are denser, aren't they?
Like
yeah,
people who eat them.
They're a denser commodity. I don't like a brioche bun that much, they're too sweet for a burger, don't you think? I want a burger bun not to be brioche-y.
I just want them to be as squishy as possible.
Yeah, I agree with that, which bagels are not, aren't they? They're very tough.
Yeah.
With burger, you want to be able to fit the whole burger in your mouth rather than, you know, I mean...
I don't like when it's like
really
dry.
A whole bagel with a thick burger
in the
middle.
Oh, this is great. This is like Saturday Kitchen or something now. This is what the people want. They want cookery chat on the radio, don't they?
Mm.
I mean, not this, but, you know, good stuff. All right, next...
That's it.
Oh, good, thank God. I was really beginning to lose the will to live because of the hipster nonsense that we have to put up with. Well, you know, that's how to be a hipster, isn't it? Just throw two things together. Why not yoga bagel yoga? So what you have to do is you do yoga, but between two bagel buns.
No, in the shape of a bagel, surely.
Yeah, you have to tie yourself in a bagel.
No!
Pretzel yoga.
Whose idea is this? Mine. It's my hipster idea.
Okay,
so
I've already had a better idea.
You've got a bottom half of a bagel, and you lie on it.
Not big enough.
And you do... No, it's baked big enough. And it's like a yoga mat, but made of bread. And you... Thick, dense bread. And you lie on it, and you perform all manner of yoga...
Isn't that what you sit on when you've got something wrong with your bum? It looks like a bagel, doesn't it? No, you wouldn't know.
Well,
never mind.
You should ask the Badass Women's Hour, because they all have problems. That's where they're getting
Yeah, I'll ask them then.
I mean, now you've gone down the route of knowing what that cushion is, I feel compelled I should ask you, but I'm not going to.
No,
like, I only eat bagels.
Bad bottom... Yoga.
There's an idea for a new hipster cafe. Right. Bottom cushions. Bagel cushions, sort of. Cafes for people with bad asses.
Basically, a sort of hemorrhoidal restaurant. where you go if you've got hemorrhoids.
Piles and piles of food.
There we go. Good. So you go in. Very good. So you go in there, right? But it's because it's hipster, isn't it? And you go, and it's especially for people with piles. So the seats are made of bagel material, which makes them softer. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
See, we try. This is all helping, I think.
It's very inclusive as an idea.
Anyway. Thanks, I think.
Welcome.
Good. Hipster nonsense there with Elliot was work experience punditry, of course. Work experiences shoved not in front of kettles and photocopies like they would be in any normal office, but no, in front of microphones to review things. That's what we do around these parts. Now, in the next half an hour of the programme, there will be, he said, consulting the what there will be note, there will be some... Oh, this is our diversity pay-per-view. Look at that. That's coming up, isn't it? We'll also be out on the streets to find out what the people think. Victoria's bonus news is on the way. Big debate at 3. And you can win some meat in a game of dead or alive. That's before the end of the programme today. This is Talk Radio. In the afternoons, it's Wednesday. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
And now Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Theresa May says everyone knew Donald Trump planned to bring in travel restrictions, but she's confirmed she was not warned about the details.
If he's asking me whether I had advance notice of the ban on refugees, the answer is no. If he's asking me if I had advance notice that the executive order could affect British citizens, the answer is no.
The Prime Minister was quizzed in the Commons by Jeremy Corbyn after days of not saying whether she knew about the US travel ban on refugees and people from seven mainly Muslim countries in advance. But she says the fact the US president is controlling immigration is not a surprise because it was an election campaign pledge. A retired English teacher has admitted 45 sex offences against children in Britain and abroad. The case of 70-year-old Mark Frost, who used to be known as Andrew Tracy, is one of the worst brought to the Old Bailey. A retired English teacher has pleaded guilty to 45 sex offences against children. An inquest into the Tunisia terror attack has heard how a teenage boy tried to shield his grandfather from rampaging gunmen. Owen Richards was 16 at the time of the 2015 shootings in Sousse, in which his older brother and his uncle also died. Sir Alex Ferguson and Arsene Wenger are among the guests at the funeral of Graham Taylor. The former England manager died last month at the age of 72. And we apparently spend almost 4 days every year looking for a space to park the car. Research suggests the time it takes to find a spot is almost 8 minutes per journey in London. The weather rather cloudy with some patchy rain moving westwards across Britain. Highs of 10 degrees is more in half an hour.
More like 27 minutes.
Okay, Cornelius.
Victoria was late to the news. She was actually late.
She John wasn't... didn't notice because he was babbling on.
No, you did, weren't you? You were filling, weren't you?
I was filling for time.
Oh, did you actually fill for once? Because normally you just get Cornelius to do something or like attempt to read the news, but then he doesn't get the words right.
Why are we late?
Because I was doing mineral news.
Mineral news.
Because you make me do a feature without much time to prepare for it.
Half an hour.
Well, when I've got to prepare a news bulletin and do some other things. I don't care what you've got to say. Okay. You are the reason why I'm late.
This doesn't happen on the Today programme, does it?
No.
Yes, John Humphreys, but they don't require their newsreaders to do silly bulletins.
Yeah, hard time.
Yeah, BBC journalists famously got it very easily, don't they? Very easy.
Very easily.
Yeah.
Right, okay, so Victoria's next news is in half an hour, but no, it's not. It's now, because it's time for bonus news. And as voted for democratically by the people, by the listener, right, they had a choice, animal, vegetable or mineral news, and today they've gone for...
That was the mineral vote. News.
Mineral news.
What's that? Why is it said differently?
Say that. Play that again, Chloe.
Mineral news.
Why she re-recorded that?
It was fine.
Sorry?
Play it again.
Mineral news.
Okay, so... Stop staring at me.
The nation is agog, waiting to see what happens next, Victoria. It's hanging there. The nation hangs on your every word as we await our fix of mineral news.
I need to compose myself. Okay, Lord of the Rings stars have enjoyed a mini reunion. Five of the film stars, including Elijah Wood, Orlando Bloom and Viggo Mortensen, all went out for dinner. The former castmates even picked up cutlery from a restaurant table to recreate a popular Moria fight scene. An emotional bond.
What's that got to do with mineral news?
Mineral news.
Right.
Min or al news. It's a mini reunion.
I mean, you've cheated the listener here.
What?
Next.
An emotional bond between an elderly woman and Minnie, the adopted teacup chihuahua, has been caught on camera. Jerry McCutcheon says Minnie has filled an empty void in her home after Brandy, her old pet dog, died.
That's animal news.
No, it's Minnie. If it's into mineral news.
So not mineral news, though.
And Britain's Olympic brothers, Alistair and Johnny Brownlee, will open a budget supermarket this week. Now, this one technically is mineral because one of them won a gold medal.
Yeah, there we go. And the second one won a silver medal.
There we go. So the medal-winning triathletes will be handing out golden envelopes at the new Aldi in Guiseley in Yorkshire on Thursday morning, where customers can win prizes.
And how's that min or al news?
Because it's Alistair Brownlee, al.
And Aldi.
And Aldi, oh yeah, double whammy, brilliant. Anyway, if you go on my Twitter page, Victoria...
No, underscore Bourne, spelled B-O-U-R-N-E,
you can see some pictures relating to today's mineral news.
Thanks. I'd be fuming if I had spent 25 pence plus my standard network rate
voting
for mineral news to receive just one mineral-based story. No, I'd be fuming. I'd be on the phone to someone.
There were three mineral news stories. I just misheard you.
Tomorrow on the programme, Victoria will be here with... Veg or table news. So we can all look forward to that. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, you are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. A lot of ideas for sitcoms coming in still. Thank you very much indeed for tweeting and texting those. We are looking for the next big award-winning sitcom. You are sending us your ideas for them. We are going to pass them on to the sitcom people. All you have to do, of course, is the name of the character has to be in the title. That's the rules. And you then have to give us a quick premise of what the sitcom might be. Less haste, more speed. This is from James in Oxford. Novice bomb disposal expert... Gaz Haste is easily flustered, requiring his boss Bob Speed's intervention with hilarious consequences. Cornelius, have you got one there?
Yes, this is from Andrew in Wanstead, who says, Humpty Dumpty. Gary Humpty is a daydreamer, convinced that he will one day become a millionaire through refuse disposal, indeed, and...
What?
Sorry, it moved... Indeed, his catchphrase is, where's the rubbish? There's Reddy's, Reggie. Join him. Join him on a series of hapless and hilarious mid-adventures fly-tipping in the Kent countryside.
It's not getting a green light, didn't understand that. Clickbait. You won't believe what happens to Eddie Bate after he becomes an internet sensation when he attaches a light switch to some maggots he bought in an angling shop. Clickbait.
Yeah.
Sitcom ideas. You can put them through us. We'll pass them to the sitcom people. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Now, we've been out onto the streets, as you'd expect, to find out what the people think. That's what we do on a daily basis. We know that it's all very well us talking about the news and analysing it and getting so-called experts on to talk about it. But really, what happens is that the real life is out there on the streets, of course. It's very much what the people think. That is... Well, that's how you find out. That's how you take the pulse of a nation, isn't it? And we're no different. We go outside, show our microphones into the mouths of strangers to find out what they're thinking. Today, we've been out asking them, do they think hardback books or slippers?
Slippers!
Slippers.
Slippers.
Hardback books.
Slippers.
Hardback books.
Hardback books?
Slippers.
Hardback books.
Slippers.
Slippers.
Hardback books.
Slippers.
Hardback books.
Hardback books.
Slippers.
Hardback books.
Slippers.
Slippers.
Hardback books.
Hardback books.
Hardback books.
Slippers.
Hardback books.
Hardback books.
Slippers.
Slippers.
Hardback books.
Slippers.
Hardback books.
Slippers.
Hardback books.
Hardback books.
Slippers.
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 Hardback books.
Slippers.
Slippers.
Hardback books.
Hardback books.
Well, that's what the people are thinking out on the streets, but of course, over to you. What do you think? What do you think? We'd like to know. We'd very much like to know what you think. And do you think hardback books? Or do you think slippers? Let us know. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
It's so confusing for someone listening for the first time. 8722. Let me see.
Start your message with the word talk.
Radio. Talk.
Sorry,
talk what? Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
You're listening to Talk Radio. We'll do the diversity paper review next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew? If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
How long should you spend on an executive decision? Go with gut instinct? Or weigh the facts first? When choosing company cars, Honda suggests you give it 48 hours. Time to fully appreciate advanced features like magic seats, brakes that can detect a possible collision and automatically apply themselves, touch screens that know your business network and musical tastes, smart engines that keep CO2 emissions down, even as they power past yet another petrol station. Search Honda Corporate to book your 48-hour test drive and start your decision-making. Terms and conditions apply.
Winston Wolfe, direct line, you are?
Jane, the landlord.
So I understand a piece of equipment is misfiring. There'll be some cold bodies in this house. Sorry, Jane, your boiler is broken.
Oh, it's going to cost an arm and a leg.
Don't worry, you've got direct line landlord insurance. They cover boiler breakdowns as standard with buildings cover. Get it repaired or replaced, they'll pay the cost.
Brilliant.
Switch for boiler breakdown cover as standard with buildings cover. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Excludes wear and tear. £200 excess supplies. Not a call-out service. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Oh, look! Tom and Mary Wainthorpe are proud to announce the engagement of their daughter, Carrie, to Gareth Shadwell. Oh. Five-door hatchback for sale. One previous owner.
Like getting your money's worth? Try the delicious barbecue chicken BLC. Just $1.49 from the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m., price and participation may vary.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays building in the Blackburn area of Lancashire around the closure of Lark Hill, the A666. It's closed because of an accident near to Barbara Castle Way. Through Stockport in Greater Manchester, the A6 Wellington Road South is still heavy both ways after earlier problems near to the Stockport Plaza. Looks like you can use the A453 near Nottingham Trent University to get into Nottingham. The emergency repairs are over. You're still queuing towards Grantham on the southbound A1 with the lane out through Marston because of an accident. And the top of the M25 is very heavy clockwise. That's because of a breakdown E24 for Potters Bar and Joanna Adams.
It's louder than rock versus metal, more dramatic than parents versus teenagers, and more historic than Athens versus Sparta. It's the rivalry to end all rivalries, the showdown to end all showdowns. It's epic savings on car insurance versus epic savings on energy bills. Go to Money Supermarket to see where you could save most. Britain, you're so Money Supermarket.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you, then. It is Talk Radio. Yes, it's a Wednesday afternoon, and we are just looking at the news as you'd expect us to. MPs are currently debating the Brexit bill for a second day. Theresa May has said that the invitation to Donald Trump to visit the UK for a state visit will not be rescinded, despite all the protests, of course, and... as you were hearing in the news with Victoria, something else. It's all very quite complicated, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I can't get my head around it.
It is all very quite complicated, and many people can't...
Especially that something else news.
Yeah, I couldn't get my head around that. It is very, very quite complicated, as I say. And the problem is, because people can't get their head around it, we really see it as our duty to help you. And we do that by taking the news and analysing it through the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Charles says we should not forget the past, like when Harry wore Nazi clothes.
The news in haikus. Right, it's time for the diversity paper review. Is here today to go through the papers. Now, each and every day we go through the papers like other programmes do, but the difference is that we have our reviewers to come from a range of backgrounds, different diversities, if you will, making us the most diverse programme on the radio. And thus we welcome Samir back. And Samir, remind us of your diversity, if you would, please.
I'm brown.
That's right. And which newspaper have you started with today, Samir?
We've got a good collection. I thought I'd start with the Daily Mirror.
Daily Mirror, all right, we're going then. What's in the mirror?
Well, it's interesting, I heard you talking about slippers a few minutes ago, and I thought this was really resonating, because there's now a school in England, a primary school, and it's become the first in Britain to allow pupils to wear slippers in class. And it's a great new initiative. It's meant to make them more comfortable, less, less stressed out, and, you know, meant to enjoy the education a lot more. And even teachers have taken that on board. Sure. So I thought that was quite a nice... touch that they've added, because no one likes going, well, a lot of people don't like going to school, and to have this little initiative, you know, it makes it a bit more fun.
Well, yes, it does. But it's, you already get people down Asda in their slippers, don't you? You've seen that. That's a common thing. Queuing up to buy their scratch cards, aren't they? So you get that. So this is just extending that initiative, which is to make, you know, the working classes feel more comfortable. You get this as well, do you now, to make school kids feel more... People would argue that this isn't the...
I don't think slippers in Asda was an initiative. I didn't see the posters
up. There can't be another explanation. Otherwise, who the hell would do that? Or some idiot would go down Asda in their slippers.
Initiative.
It's an initiative. They're not allowed in Waitrose like that.
So. People were, to be fair, I do get nervous when going to an Asda, so slippers might help.
See, exactly. It's to make people feel more comfortable, you know. And also, slippers match jeggings. So, there you go.
But there's actually research to prove that it is actually... it's actually quite, you know, they've done research. This was the Bournemouth University, a 10-year study, and they found that slippers create a calmer and quieter environment.
Well, of course they don't clank about. Of course they do. I mean, they've got, they're soft.
So what shoes do you wear that clank about?
Heels. And by the way, men can wear high heels as well. Let's not get into that debate.
No.
You know, the workplace, it's fair to all.
Just not in Asda.
Just not down Asda's. You know, not going down Asda's in my heels.
But is that something you see yourself wearing, like, to radio?
Slippers?
Yeah.
I don't see the problem with kids wearing slippers to school, but I can see it not going well because of a uniform policy. Because the point is, children have to wear the same uniform. That's the word uniform actually means that. Thus, they have to wear the same shoes. And so, kids turning up in a variety of slippers, ranging from, you know, their granddad's to Garfield ones, you know, it's not going to work, is it?
Mm. Well, they'll have to update the uniform policy then, that would be the only solution.
Do they have to be matching slippers, or can you choose your own slippers?
They've got colourful ones at the moment. I think maybe some parents might complain, and that could be a solution. Actually, a parent has complained, one dad who wished to remain nameless, obviously. He said, it's a load of new age nonsense and I can't see how allowing slippers in the classroom is going to benefit anybody.
Well, neither do I, really. I think children...
Do you have to wear slippers?
Yeah, I have to.
Okay, good, because I don't like slippers.
You haven't got slippers?
No, they make my feet too warm.
Do you get that? I had
too
slippers.
Warm.
Too warm, yeah.
Yeah.
I completely agree with you. Yeah.
It would just be inconvenient, like, for break times, because you'd have to bring, like, an extra pair of shoes to play outside in, presumably. Because you're not going to play football in your slippers, are you?
Well, that's the other thing. And also, the safety. If someone treads on your foot in a shoe, not so bad, is it? But, in some schools, that's going to lead to a spate of children stamping on other children's feet deliberately because they're wearing slippers. I would posit.
Is that what you would have done?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the kind of school I went to. But why not go the whole hog? Why not allow them to come to school in their Jimmy Jammers? You know, if you're gonna push it like that, then just rock up in your pajamas. What's the point in having a bit of a uniform and then some slippers?
Yeah,
but I don't know. I don't know how it helps the kids be more relaxed just because they're wearing slippers. I mean, but you say there's research.
And I guess if you're wearing slippers, you'll just have the tendency to take it off because you know they're slip-ons, obviously. So
two great shoe debates in one week, really. I mean, there was heels at the beginning of the week.
Yeah,
whether or not, was it this week or last week? End of last week. High heels in the workplace, and now we're talking about slippers in schools.
I'd love to know Piers Morgan's opinion.
Yeah, I wonder if Piers Morgan wants to come on the program and talk about kids in slippers. Also, think about this: would you, as a parent, take your child out of slippers to take them on holiday? Because wearing slippers during term time out of school is going to be more, you know, it's more expensive to then take your child out of slippers to go on holiday in the school holiday. So
that's
you've got
true.
To decide whether or not you leave your child in the slippers or take them out of the slippers. Mm. So, and also, the temptation...
It's a slippery slope.
Yeah. When I was at school, right? Racist. When I was at school, Jeremy Clarkson got in trouble for saying that. When I was at school, you could be slippered.
What?
So they're already wearing slippers then?
Yes, so when I was at school, okay, the teachers were still allowed to hit you then.
With their slippers?
Well, you could be caned or slippered. So a teacher would hit you with a slipper that they brought in from home as a punishment. So this is just harking back to those days,
didn't really relax them teachers, did it?
Didn't relax me when I was hit on the arse with a slipper either, I can tell you that.
Very odd.
All because I was standing next to Jonathan Hipkins when he fired a firework at Mr. Sanderson across the playground. I didn't even do it. I was just nearby.
And fired a firework in your playground?
At Mr. Sanderson.
That is hilariously a bad idea.
terrible
idea. And if you are listening and thinking, I might do that,
kids.
Do not do it.
No, Mr. Sanderson.
But that is funny.
It missed. He was fine.
Miss who?
Not as bad as the trouble we got into for putting a banger up Mr. Harris's arse. Like a cat. Anyway, so...
A cat called Banger?
No, it was a song, a classic song from a radio station. I don't know. Anyway, so they call them bangers.
thought you meant a sausage.
We've digressed. What else is in the paper?
This one, well, it was initially brought from BBC Newsnight last night. This was the story, and now it's obviously it's gone in newspapers, it's been in The Guardian, it's been in The Independent. It's the idea that David Cameron tried to have Paul Dacre, who's the editor of the Daily Mail, try to have him sacked because he was passionately pro-Brexit and actually quite... he wasn't cutting any slack to David Cameron, and he felt that the vitriol was very toxic and not giving a fair balance of
that's
the argument.
That's right. So this is a story, isn't it, that Cameron took Lord Rothermere, who's the proprietor of the Mail, aside to sort of suggest that Paul Dacre be sacked. And this only incensed Paul Dacre even further, of course. And we have to remember that it was the Daily Mail that serialised the story about... Cameron and the pig's face as well. So it's fair to say they're not happy bedfellows. Maybe Paul Dacre, who is famously an angry man, swears at his staff by all accounts. And is just very, very angry. He's sort of Julia Hart.
Yeah, Brewer. That's what I was thinking.
Maybe if he went to work in slippers, it would calm him down a bit. Just a suggestion.
I think we may... Just a suggestion. We have to say that Cameron denies these allegations. A spokesperson for David Cameron has denied these allegations.
Although they are fact.
But he did deny the pig thing as well, yeah,
exactly.
As we all know.
That really did happen. Yeah.
It's just extraordinary because, obviously, in 2015, like, the Daily Mail were really pushing for Cameron's re-election, and then in just 1 year, their relationship got ridiculously, reduced to enemies, basically.
They're
just pandering to their readers, really, is what it is.
Well, of course they have to do that. And the you've also got to remember that the whole press regulation, the Daily Mail are very anti-government press regulation, as rightly so they should be, because of free press. Now, the problem there is that when the Daily Mail have an opportunity... this is in their interest because it shows that politicians interfere with the press. Do you see what I mean? So that it's in their interest to kind of promote this as a story.
It's really hard to find that balance because you want the press freedom, but then you don't want them to be so, abusive and offensive and, downright, spreading vitriol and lies and not having a fairer representation of the story. So it's like, how do you get that balance? Because,
A lot of people today saying the Cameron thing isn't a big story, but in actual fact, I think it is. I think it is worth because of all the stuff that's going on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I mean, Prime Ministers have tried to influence the press for generations. That's not new, but the fact that it comes at a certain sensitive time is interesting, I think. Okay, final story, if you have one there.
I do. This is the idea of the protest. So there have been lots of protests about Donald Trump recently.
I spotted that.
Spotted.
You spotted one. Good, you've been on the ball. And this is, it's actually gone as far as the Orkney Islands. So it's stretched out. So there was a huge one in London a few days ago, Manchester, Glasgow, and now it's even gone as far as the Orkney Islands.
What, some days later? So, have they just got wind of it?
They just got the
news. Yeah, I think they've just got wind of it. I think this is a great story, because it really kicks it in the face of all these people going, oh, well, it's only happening in university towns.
Yeah.
Don't know what university's in the Orkney Islands.
Yeah, what is in the Orkney Islands?
I don't know what the Orkney Islands is, but stand in solidarity with them.
Yeah.
And it's great. And it really shows that, this country is not just going to accept the kind of policies that he's, pushing forward. They are going to make a stand and they're going to resist if they don't agree with it. There were some people that were complaining, oh, why do you want to protest about everything? But I think it's important to note...
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Yeah. It's important to note that a lot of people are protesting on the very policy of the Muslim ban itself. Rather than just, have another election, we don't like Donald Trump. Because there were some people that did that as well. That's where you have to draw the line, because there'll be people that protest anything.
That's the problem. And that's why protests sometimes, people who aren't protest-minded will look at them and just go, oh, they're protesting again. What is it this time? And that's what happens. So
in other news, water is wet kind of thing.
Yes.
But this way, we had to really be careful that this was actually, the petition blew up as well to try and, stop Donald Trump from coming to the UK. So it's all of that, everyone pulling together and saying, we're not going to stand for this.
But it is only still 1.8 million people that have signed that out of a country of 66 million people.
Sure.
So it's the argument, I guess, which is maybe Theresa May's, I don't know, is that, democracy is democracy. Why, for someone who's democratically elected, why are the left, I suppose it mostly is, protesting against something that was democratically decided when that's what he said in his policy? He said he was going to do this. He's just preaching to the choir that elected him in the first place, isn't he? He's not doing anything we weren't expecting.
That's not what everyone's protesting about, though. Some people are protesting about the UK's complicity in it.
Complicity in it, because Theresa May's on the fence, by any chance?
Well, she's sort of not with this.
Yeah, well, no, because she's come down on the side of
Trump.
Of Trump, yeah.
Yeah, she's just pandering to him.
But it's. I mean, it'll run and run. But it's not going to change anything, is it?
No.
I mean, it's going to be debated in the House of Commons.
Yeah, but so, it'll still come here.
Yeah, yeah, we know.
Which is the right thing to do, because that way there may well be demonstrations then.
Oh, there will be.
Whereas stopping a man coming to a country because he stopped people coming to his country.
No, I don't think we should ban him. It's fine for him to come to the country, but not as a state visit. Because that's when you've got the whole red carpet out. You know, you make it like a formal big, like, you know, big do kind of thing. And, you know, he gets to meet the Queen. I don't think we should have any of that.
I'd like to see him meet the Queen. Just to see what happened. But other than that.
I'm just worried about him and Philip in the same room. No, but that, I mean, there's your headline, innit?
Yeah. All right, so thanks, Samir, for coming in,
by
the way.
Thank you for having me.
That was today's diversity paper review, done by a different diversity each day. Your diversity reminders.
I'm Brown.
Thank you. We'll be doing the big debate next on the programme. We'll be giving away some meat in the next hour in a game of Dead or Alive. It's 3 o'clock. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Businesses like our cars come in all shapes and sizes. There can be just one of you, or two of you, five of you, or even 100 of you. It's why we designed the stylish and spacious Mazda 3, the large and luxurious Mazda 6, and the versatile Mazda CX-5. So whatever size business you are, there's a Mazda to suit. All designed around you, so you and your car feel as one. Monthly rental prices start at £159 for the Mazda 3. Search Mazda for more details. Mazda. Drive together.
T's and C's apply. Initial rental of £954. All rentals exclude VAT at 20%. £159 per month includes £500 dealer contribution. Finance subject to status. 18s and over. Guarantee may be required. Mazda Financial Services contract hire.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone, from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that should stop them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
Attention! To celebrate the new series of Combat Dealers, Quest and Juson are giving you the chance to win a whopping £10,000 cash, plus incredible tank driving experiences for the runners-up. And to see what treasures military antiques expert Bruce Crompton and his team discover, don't miss Combat Dealers, Tuesdays at 9 p.m, only on Quest. For your chance to win £10,000, enter the free cash prize draw at juicenquest.co.uk. Terms and conditions apply. At ease!
Getting the team together to host the rugby at your place this weekend? Then pop to Asda for a 20-pack of Carlsberg. Was £13, now £10. And make sure you have a great lineup ahead of the match. Asda. Save money. Live better. Selected stores subject to availability. 440ml. Drink aware.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon to you. It is Talk Radio. 2 minutes past 3 o'clock. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Corbyn takes on May over Trump. Prolific paedophile admits crimes and cheaper rail fare trial.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May has rejected calls from Jeremy Corbyn to withdraw the invitation for Donald Trump's state visit. It comes after almost 1.8 million people signed a petition calling for it to be cancelled because of the US president's controversial travel ban. The Labour leader says America's new leader holds some abhorrent views.
He's praised the use of torture. He's incited hatred against Muslims. He's directly attacked women's rights. Just what more does the President Trump have to do before the Prime Minister will listen to the 1.8 million people who've already called for his state visit invitation to be withdrawn?
Also, during Prime Minister's questions, the PM revealed when the government's Brexit strategy will be published.
I can inform my right honourable friend and the House that that white paper will be published tomorrow.
This evening, MPs will vote on a bill to start the official process of leaving the EU. A retired English teacher has pleaded guilty at the Old Bailey to 45 sex offences against children. Mark Frost, who used to be known as Andrew Tracy, carried out his crimes in the UK and abroad. The National Crime Agency believes the 70-year-old may have attacked many more youngsters during his 25-year career in schools and as a senior scouts volunteer. An inquest has heard how a teenager tried to shield his grandfather from a rampaging gunman 10 during the Tunisia terror attack. Owen Richards was 16 at the time of the shootings, in which his older brother and his uncle also died. The coroner has praised his extraordinary courage. And it should soon be easier for train passengers to find the cheapest possible tickets. A trial is starting in May, which will see some fares removed from the system if there are better deals available. Kat Hobbs is from the Rail Campaign Group We Own It.
You've got all these websites set up to help you if you want to investigate how to split your ticket so that you don't get ripped off. But really, that shouldn't be necessary. The government hasn't been strict enough with the train companies. And ultimately, the whole system is a complete mess.
That's the end of the news. I'm about to do the weather.
Oh, now you're learning. Good. It's always good to have to know, because Ben signs off from the sport with I'm Ben Fletcher.
And that's by TalkSport.
TalkSport, new powered by TalkSport. But you didn't really have one, a bit wishy-washy. So now there's a definite end. And that's good, because I don't listen to what you say.
I know.
So it's nice to know.
Can
when
you do it from the wireless newsroom?
From the wireless newsroom, I'm Victoria Bourne.
Good.
Nice ring to that, isn't
yeah.
there?
Do you want to do the weather now?
Yeah.
From the wireless weather room, it's Victoria Bourne.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Rather cloudy, a patchy rain moving westwards, highs of 10 degrees.
Always end on a high.
I just did.
Oh, yeah.
That was the end.
And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport, which today comes live from a busy road where some toilets have come off the back of a lorry. A bit like the real life travel yesterday with Javina Adams.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. We'll start with cricket, and it's winner takes all in the third and final T20 of the series between England and India in Bangalore. After Owen Morgan's side won the toss and chose to bowl first, India with 143 in the 16th over. Tottenham are waiting to hear how badly injured Danny Rose is following last night's goalless draw at Sunderland. The left-back limped off during the first half, with manager British Open Coutinho discussing how bad the problem is. Spurs are already without fellow defenders Jan Vertonghen and Kieran Trippier. On to tonight's Premier League action. Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola will be back on what's proven to be a happy hunting ground for his side recently. They travel to West Ham, where they recently won 5-0 in the FA Cup. Elsewhere, sixth place Manchester United entertain bottom side Hull, and Stoke take on Everton. Finally, it's been confirmed that Branislav Ivanovic has completed his move to Zenit St Petersburg from Chelsea. And Jordan Rhodes' £10 million switch from Middlesbrough to Sheffield Wednesday has been ratified by the Football League. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
There it is. Ben there with the sport from a busy road where the toilets, some toilets were being carried by lorry. They come off the back and are now being used by motorists. For some reason. You're listening to Talk Radio. In the afternoons, we'll do the big debate next.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I mean, I say next. Let's do it now. So as we were talking about in the diversity pay-per-view just before the news, David Cameron, we know, pressed the proprietor of the Daily Mail, that's Genghis Khan, to sack its long-standing editor, that's Hitler, over the paper's rabid Brexit stance. Now, obviously, this suits their agenda, given that the press regulation argument that suggests politicians cannot be instructed not to interfere with the free press. So it's also there, of course, because the Daily Mail likes to think they're important enough to be bothered with on that level. It's worth remembering also that it was the Mail and its editor, as we mentioned, that serialised Lord Ashcroft's memoirs, which contain the details of Cameron doing it to that head of a dead pig. But let's not forget, it's not the first time a Prime Minister has gone to war with a newspaper. As I'm sure we all remember, Tony Blair invaded the Express in order to depose its leader, based on so-called evidence that the newspaper was harbouring weapons of mass destruction in the editor's office. Now, that, of course, turned out not to be the case, and while the Express is also an evil regime, it resulted in the needless deaths of thousands of journalists, described in the ensuing inquiry as a humanitarian disaster, except it wasn't, because it was journalists. So, on the line, having called in, listening to that, is Neville. Good afternoon, Neville.
Hello.
Hello, Neville, are you there?
Hello, sorry, you went dead there.
Yeah.
Mine went dead. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, good. So you've called in to Talk Radio on a phone number because you heard me say words during that opening bit there. And some of the letters from some of those words are the letters C, L, I, F, and F. Now, albeit them all be coming from very different words, you've put them together to get the word cliff. And you've called in because you. Cliffs make you angry. You don't think we need cliffs anymore. Is that right?
Yeah.
Good. On the other line is Ian, who's called in. Hello, Ian.
Hello.
Hello there. Now, you've called in because you heard Neville railing there, I mean, against cliffs. And what is it about... I mean, you know, you're talking to Neville, Neville's listening to you. Tell him directly. What is it you don't like about Neville and his stance on cliffs?
I just think it's a bit rude, to be honest with you. I mean, think of all the things that cliffs do for us. They let tiny dogs feel really tall. You know when a dog can't see out the window of a boot or something and he can't see what's going on and he feels really sad, but if you take a dog to a cliff and he gets to look at the massive view and he's like, oh, wow, and it gives him a whole perspective on life and stuff and he feels really good about himself.
Yeah.
So, cliffs just bring so much to so many small little animals like pugs and dogs and... rabbits and things, anything that you can walk. Just love cliffs so much.
All right, well, that's an interesting point of view, and certainly one which Neville will probably have an argument for. Neville, you've heard that. Cliffs...
What? Yeah?
You don't like cliffs?
No.
Right, Ian, let me ask you these questions.
Go on.
Right, well, Neville's against them. You're for them. But if you like cliffs so much, why don't you just give me as many words as you can now that rhyme with cliff?
I would do that, but I don't want to think about
it's a simple
because...
Simple question, isn't it? If you don't ring your radio station, if you haven't got an answer, if you like cliffs so much, just now give me some words that rhyme.
I can think of so many words, but I don't think I'm allowed to say them on air. Cliff.
Yeah.
Tiff.
Yeah.
Tiff, Tiffany's.
Well, that's just one, isn't it?
Breakfast at Tiffany's, that was set on top of a cliff, wasn't it? I love that film.
No, it wasn't. It literally wasn't. Neville, you still there?
Yeah.
Right. Now, he said he tried to convince us that Breakfast at Tiffany's was set on top of a cliff.
Breakfast at Cliffany's.
No, it wasn't. Neville, can you come back, please, against this argument?
Well,
because he likes cliffs. He's phoned in, and you don't.
He's an idiot. He's an idiot.
Come on.
There's only... I mean, I don't like cliffs, but I think we're quite lucky because there's only three, isn't there?
Well...
I think there's only three cliffs. There's the Dover one, white one in Dover.
Yes.
There's... Cliff Thorburn.
Yep.
And the
I've got it. You mentioned the White Cliffs of Dover there, of course, didn't you? The White Cliffs of Dover.
Well,
I want you to have a quick listen. I want you to have a quick listen to something for me. Have a listen to this bit of a music.
There'll be bluebirds over the White Cliffs of Dover.
All right, well, look, you're listening to that, of course, the bluebirds over the White Cliffs of Dover. But if Neville, you want to get rid of them, then, you know, there's one result, isn't there? And this is what's going to happen.
There'll be bluebirds over the White of Dover.
And that's what's going to happen, Neville. Is that what you want?
That is what I want. I don't think that I've only heard about these White Cliffs of Dover. I've never seen them. Been there.
Well, technically,
I've seen it on the television.
Technically, there's only you said there were three cliffs, but they're actually not. Because if you think about what a cliff is, right? A cliff is what it is, but it's the edge of the land, isn't it? And it joins up with the rest of the edges of the land. So really, it's just one long cliff around the Britain.
So. It's not the whole country. Well, I've seen beaches, and that's when the land gradually goes down in height, down towards the sea.
Yeah.
And that's the normal way, isn't it?
It is the normal way. Do you have a problem with beaches, or is it just cliffs?
No, just the cliffs. Cliffs can't even be bothered to be two-faced, can they? They've only got one side.
Yeah. That's right. I mean, the other side's completely hidden, isn't it?
I'm so confused. How many faces does a beach have, exactly?
That's a fair question, Neville. Do you want to come back on that?
Well, they're rugged, most beaches, so they have different faces.
Yeah. Let's just be clear about this, because a lot of people will say, yes, it's a good argument, but he's not being specific enough. Is it the cliff top or the cliff bottom that you have an issue with? Because when does a cliff become a cliff? What's the height?
Well, it's around 12, isn't it?
Yeah,
I think cliff bottom is an issue.
Yeah.
I mean, another way of looking at it, I would much rather be on tenterhooks than on a cliff edge. Wouldn't you agree?
What if the tenterhooks were mounted on a cliff edge?
Oh, that's a tough one. Yeah. As long as they're not too high up, then fine.
Right. What about 12 or fewer than 12?
About 12 is about the average, isn't it, I think?
Ian, put that question to you as well. If you were on tenterhooks, how high up a cliff would you like those tenterhooks to be?
Well, I love the top, so I wouldn't mind being mounted on top of a cliff top, to be honest.
So you'd go up as high as what number?
Well, I don't know, 50 feet maybe?
50? You'd go up as far as 50?
I don't like heights, to be honest with you.
Right, so what is it you like about cliffs then? Because they are of a height, aren't they?
Yes, but everything's so much more fun when it's vertical, isn't it?
Right. Let me give you an example of what happened in these trials in Sweden. I don't know whether you're aware of this. In Sweden, what they did in the 80s is they wanted to get rid of cliffs, so they pushed them all into the fields. And what they found was, when they carved the cliffs off to drop them into the fields, all it did, of course, was create more cliffs, but further back. So they kept doing it to get rid of the cliffs, and now Sweden has gone. So you've got to think of the consequences. It's all very well saying we want to get rid of cliffs, but when you do, where do they go and what have you got left, Neville?
Yeah, I agree.
Good. Ian, do you think that everyone's got the right to a cliff? Everybody?
Absolutely. I think it would be wonderful if we all had a cliff on our own back garden.
Well, everyone, they say the right... Well, they say the right to own a... We've all got the right to own a cliff, but the problem is, of course, is the cost, isn't it, now? You know, young people can't even get on the cliff ladder.
Well, the earth costs nothing.
Yeah.
Well,
it costs the earth.
You're getting way too into this.
No, the earth costs the earth, doesn't it? And cliffs
costs the earth.
Cliffs are part of the earth, and they're made of earth. But if young people these days...
The earth.
Say again, sorry?
Cliff Richard cost the Earth. He nearly won the Eurovision twice.
Yeah, but...
He nearly won half of the Earth with that. You become king of Europe.
Let's leave Cliff Richard out of this for legal reasons. But young people can't... If they can't get on the cliff ladder, right, how are they supposed to get up there? I mean, you know, it's not a fair system, is it?
Well, there's usually a really nice little footpath that goes up there, and
yeah,
you've just got to take it one step at a time.
So you're saying...
Dog mess, looking out for mud and things. Or, you know, they sometimes have those cable cars that just go up, like in... Oh, it's not... What's it called? It's the one down near Matlock.
Right. So you're saying that...
Do you know what? If I was on the top of the cliff with Ian, I would push him off.
Yeah. I think a lot of people listening would agree with
that. He's an idiot.
Do you think we should be tough on cliffs and tough on the causes of cliffs?
I mean, it should be tough on you if you're putting out statements like that.
The cliffs... Theresa May said this. She said, tough on... Cliffs, stuff on the causes of cliffs. Now, the causes of cliff is, of course, erosion and weathering, the breakdown of rocks caused by weather conditions, soft rocks, e.g. sand and clay roads, easily to create gently sloping cliffs. But, you know, should we be tough on the causes of that? Because if we're going to take it right back to being tough on the causes of cliffs, we've got to start looking at erosion and weathering, haven't we, and decide whether or not we're going to put them in jail.
Yes.
Thank you. And there we must leave the debate, just for time, really. I mean, this could run and run. You've probably got an opinion on whether or not we do need cliffs. Do we? I mean, they're there, certainly. And really, if you think about it, going round this country is only one long one, because they all sort of join up because it's an island. So do we need them? What if we just got rid of them? Would it be like Sweden, where they tried it and they cut the ends of the cliffs off? In the end, Sweden just went because they just pushed the whole of Sweden into a field. What do you think?
Do you remember on that TV programme where that bloke used to jump around on a big map of Britain? And that was just a big cliff all the way around the edge, wasn't it?
Yeah, the debate's finished now. Be quiet. So, Ian, could you sum up the debate for me in one word, please?
No.
Ian?
No.
Neville?
Yes.
Thank you. If you've got an opinion, do we need cliffs in post-Brexit Britain when we've got loudhailers and Jaffa cakes? Do we or don't we? Let me know what you think. 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons, and that is the big debate.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
Get ready for 7 days of fabulous in the sun. That's 7 days of fashion, 7 days of fitness tips, 7 days of celebrity interviews and real life stories. Pick up the sun for your fix of fabulous every Monday to Saturday and your glossy fabulous mag on Sunday. Don't miss it. Every day in the sun.
Standard MDF 1220 by 2440 by 9 mil, just £9.54 a length. Trade essentials at Trade Point. Excludes VAT at 20%.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Emmanuel received over £2,400 on her Barclaycard.
I had already attempted to claim back PPI, but with no success, so I wasn't hopeful when I first contacted Stanton Fisher. Needless to say, I was pleasantly surprised with the outcome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
All right, Steve.
Devastated. She's gone. And I'm lost without her. We've been together years.
Yeah, but...
You can't rely on them.
You'll find another one, mate. Between you and me, I always thought she was a bit butch.
Hey, I'm talking about my old van.
I thought you meant Verity.
Me wife! Butch!
Oh, well. Either way, you can pick something up with a few less miles on the clock.
At Van Monster, every van is covered by our price match promise, our unique 5-day money-back guarantee, and includes a 6-month warranty. Terms and conditions apply. Find your perfect work partner at vanmonster.com.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's still delays joining the A1M south at junction 37 from the Barnsley Road. There's an accident on the entry slip road involving a lorry and restrictions on the slip, but it is open. Two problems in Lincolnshire. Firstly, new problems in Cambie Corner for the A15. It's closed because of an accident both ways near the A631, and there's delays into Grantham on the southbound A1 because of an accident on the stretch through Marston where one lane is out. And still looking very busy at the top of the M25 if you're clockwise after an accident between 24 for Potters Bar and 25 for Enfield. I'm Jarena Adams.
Judith, kids, don't panic.
Dad.
Okay, panic.
Hey!
It's Jeremy Renner.
I'm here to save your family. Money by putting you all on the new BT Mobile family sim.
Great. And the bear?
Throw it a sandwich?
Save up to £180 with the new BT Mobile family sim. Bigger savings with each sim you add. Search BT family sim.
Yearly savings versus 5 of our 15GB SIMs. Terms apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me every Saturday morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. It is Talk Radio. It's 22 minutes past 3 o'clock. Now, the news we'll get to momentarily, but a lot of your reactions have been coming in for today's big story. No, not today's big story. Today's big debate. I do beg your pardon. Whereby do we need cliffs or not? Now, you heard Neville there. He called in because he heard me say some words that had the letters and the word cliff in, although not in the same word, just in a variety of words. He spelt out cliff. It incensed him, really, and he became very angry and called a radio station to tell us about it. Didn't like the idea that we've got cliffs at all, but Ian very much in favour of them. So what's been coming in, Cornelius?
Lots coming in, John. Replace cliffs with cleft lips. They're the closest sounding thing has come in from terrible idea. John, cliffs keep all the Muslims out. Isn't that a good thing? Mm. And that's coming from someone who likes Julia's show.
Right, thank you very much. And this has come in as well. What would you say we do with cliffs? Should we get rid of them? I mean, it's all very well this guy ringing up saying he doesn't like them, but he's offering no solutions. Well, how is he going to solution the problem? What's he going to do with the cliffs? Is he going to round them up? That's immoral. it's unethical. And why is he just picking on cliffs? Why not Drumlins, Oxbow Lakes, escarpments? He just hates cliffs. He's not picking on all the other natural formations, just cliffs. He's a natural formationalist. If you've got a reaction, do we need cliffs in post-Brexit Britain when we have got loud hailers and Jaffa cakes? Let us know, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd
any
like.
Any word you'd like. So, from 4 o'clock today on Talk Radio, George the Hat Galloway is sitting in for Sam Delaney. Sam Delaney isn't well, so George Galloway. We've gone to the emergency Galloway drawer and pulled him out of there. Pulled him off the lap of Rulalenska where he was lapping some milk. And he'll be in from 4 o'clock. Speaking of other programmes on the station, now, I don't know whether you've heard of this chap, Paul Ross. He presents the Full Set breakfast show here on Talk Radio. He does, yeah. Now, he has got... how many producers work on that show, Cornelius?
Three.
Three producers, OK. And one of them's called Johnny. Yeah. Johnny. Now, Johnny's he's off at the moment, isn't he? Is he on a...
No, he's just heading away.
He's heading away.
Or he was off last week.
All right. Either way, whatever, wherever he is, right, he's written some handover notes for people working on the show so they can do what he does, all right? And he left them lying around, and so I read them. So I thought I'd share them with you, because who doesn't want to know the behind the scenes of how the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast Show... Excuse me. I think I've got Sam Delaney's cold. He's put together. So these are handover notes, and it says at the top, handover when covering for Johnny. Okay. Now, he's polite at the beginning of this, isn't he? Have you seen
that? I've never seen this on a handover note ever.
No. Thank you for covering me whilst I am off. It's polite.
Who
is covering for him? Do we know?
I think... don't know.
Okay. Anyway, below... this is the best bit. Below, I have outlined what I do each day. Now, I have to say, I've seen Johnny around the office, and I've never been clear as to what he actually does each day. So this is a handy guide for me, as much as anybody else, who wonders what a producer on the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast Show actually does. So Johnny does this each day. Throughout the show... he's spelt that wrong. Make sure... Yeah. Make sure. Okay, you ready? This is how the Paul Ross show works. Tweet about any guest when they are on air with the use of a Getty image. Now, that is a stock footage photograph that you don't have to pay for.
Yeah, we have rights to.
Yeah, we've got rights to that. So you can use a sort of stock footage image of a celebrity. So tweet about them when they're on air with the use of a free photo of them, or talkradio.co.uk for the Talk Radio logo. Make sure the guest RTs the Talk Radio account. Mm-hmm. Has that ever happened?
Maybe once or twice.
Yeah. Now, this is where Johnny's job really comes into its own, really. This is the high-end level of radio production. Each half an hour, make sure the other producer, Alex, has a cup of tea. It's white with two sugars in a mug. Paul Ross has a coffee with 2 teaspoons of coffee and 2 teaspoons of white milk powder. Not milk.
Powdered milk.
White milk powder. I think I see what's happened here, right? So Paul Ross has obviously insisted on saying, I have milk powder in my coffee, right? And he's probably brought in a little jar of milk powder that he says it must be taken from. That's not milk powder, is it? That's meow meow, isn't it? That's what that is.
Or Coffee Mate, we don't know. Probably Coffee Mate.
Meow, meow. Mondays, this is carrying on with Johnny's handover notes. Mondays and Fridays, Alex, producer Alex, this is so specific, likes a Pret chocolate at 06:45 precisely.
That's not quite what he sent.
A croissant?
No, he said, Mondays and Fridays, Alex likes a Pret chocolate at 06:45.
Yeah.
Croissant.
Oh, yeah.
That's not the name of a product.
At 0645, croissant and apple juice. It costs £3.20. Make sure croissant is soft and warm. I mean, this is like a rock star's rider. What? This is what Johnny does. Call each guest during the news or the adverts. Check their title, put their name in capitals, and their title in the point box on the screen. Each guest that you have on the show, make sure you add to the spreadsheet in the right category. Once the paper review is finished, use Alex's calendar to book them in again for as close as to 3 weeks after as possible. You can only get hold of Alex's calendar if he's had his croissant made correctly, otherwise he kicks off.
Is chocolate at 0645?
If it's 0644, 0646, yeah. Postal is how Alex would go. Make sure Alex has the sun reads printed.
And that's it.
Yeah. So anyway, that if you want a job producing the Paul Ross full set breakfast show and standing in for Johnny, it seems to me the biggest responsibility that you have is to make sure the other producer, Alex, gets a croissant at the correct time, and that Paul Ross takes meow meow in his coffee. I think that's more or less what we've got out of that, isn't it? Anyway, thanks for leaving that lying around, Johnny. In the next half an hour of the programme, I just thought you might like to get an insight into the behind-the-scenes activities here at Talk Radio. That's all, just giving you a little peek behind the curtain. In the next bit of the programme, we'll be giving away some meat. It's chicken, beef or lamb, or a box of organic veg. Why, Victoria? Why?
Because they're not racist, John.
That's right. And it's a game of dead or alive if you'd like to play. 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's all coming up between now and 4 o'clock. It's 3.30. It's exactly 3.30, in fact. And here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
The Prime Minister has ignored Jeremy Corbyn's calls to cancel the US President's state visit invitation. During PMQs, the Labour leader accused Donald Trump of inciting hatred against Muslims following his controversial travel ban. Theresa May told the House of Commons Mr. Corbyn wouldn't have been able to secure agreements on trade and security like she did in the US.
That's what Labour has to offer this country. Less protection for British citizens, less prosperous, less safe. He can lead a protest. I'm leading a country.
George Osborne has warned that blocking Brexit would put Parliament against the people. The former Chancellor who campaigned for the UK to stay in the EU says it would also provoke a deep constitutional crisis in Britain. A vote on triggering Article 50 will take place tonight. A paedophile has admitted 45 sex offences against children in Britain and Thailand in one of the worst cases to come to court. Retired English teacher Mark Frost, who's 17, used to be known as Andrew Tracy, pleaded guilty to the charges at the Old Bailey. Passenger groups say a scheme aimed at making rail fares in Britain fairer is long overdue but welcome. The idea is to simplify the ticketing system so it's easier to find the cheapest options. And Liverpool footballer Roberto Firmino has been banned from the wheel for a year after admitting drink driving. The 25-year-old Brazil international has also been fined £20,000 after he was caught on Christmas Eve. The weather: patchy rain for some this evening, otherwise becoming windy overnight with rain in most places by dawn, lows of 7 degrees. Tomorrow's going to be wet and windy, highs of 12.
Always,
there's more in half an hour.
Always end on a high.
I did.
Thank you, Victoria, very much. That's Victoria with the news. She will be back in half an hour with George Galloway.
That's right.
Have you worked with George Galloway before?
Every Friday evening. And when he introduces me to the news, he calls me wonderful every time. So that's nice.
Yes, well, we all know about George Galloway's opinions. Why does he call you wonderful?
I don't know why, he just does.
All right.
But that's just for one bulletin, so I don't know if it'll happen for every single bulletin.
Today?
On drive time,
well,
yeah.
Let's see, as he sits in for Sam Delaney. Looking forward to it. Now, meat giveaway, that's coming up. Your chance to win chicken, beef or lamb, or a box of organic veg. Why, Victoria?
Because they're not racist, John.
In a game of dead or alive.
Wonderfully done.
Also... Oh,
thanks.
Number two in our occasional series of asking politicians what their favourite animal is. On Monday, you'll have heard Ian Duncan Smith on this programme telling us that his favourite animal was a dog or an eagle. And today, David Davis, not the Brexit one, the other one.
Davies.
Yeah.
It's got an E in it.
Davies. David Davies.
There we go.
MP. What's his thing? He's not Brexit. What's his thing?
He's the Welsh politician who suggested that maybe
So the refugees from Calais to get their teeth checked to make sure that they're young enough.
Like a horse.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
It was controversial.
I do remember. What maybe his favourite animal will be a horse. We don't know. So let's find out as we, in part two of our occasional series, what are the favourite animals of the politicians in the next half an hour on the radio. I can't wait to find out what David Davies thinks his favourite animal is. You listen to radio.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam's shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio. Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather steps.
Are you making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off. Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk. Cometh the hour, cometh the whale. The James Whale Show, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So you hear them all the time, don't you, the politicians? In a moment, we'll be finding out what their favourite animals are. As I say, before that, though, other parts of the news, of course, continue to happen. You just heard a lot about it with Victoria there in her news. We know that the Article 50 Brexit debate continues in Parliament. We know that Theresa May is not going to rescind any sort of invitation to Donald Trump to come to Britain. We know that Jeremy Corbyn is very angry about that. A lot of news around, but it's all very complicated, isn't
it? Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, many people can't, Cornelius, which is why we're here to help. Because what we do is we take the news on a daily basis and we break it down into its constituent parts. When we do that, what you end up with is, of course, Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Given blades for legs called Pustorius and shoots at litter tray.
The news in haikus. Now, as I mentioned, there is politics, and where politics is, there is politicians. Now, they're asked many difficult questions. On talk radio, on many different shows, Julia Hartley Brewer gives them what she would term a grilling. Sam Delaney has politicians on. He gives them also a grilling and asks them the pertinent questions. But what nobody is asking them is, what is your favourite animal? So we are here to fill that gap because we think that's important. The amount of letters we get from people saying, it's all very well knowing the stance of an MP on Brexit or on Article 50 or on term time holidays for children. It's all very well knowing their opinions on that. But what is their favourite animal? No one's asking that. Well, wonder no more, because in an occasional short series, we are doing it. First of all, we did it with Ian Duncan Smith. He was on with Sam Delaney, and we made Sam Delaney put our question to Ian Duncan Smith to find out what Ian Duncan Smith's favourite animal was.
My last question is this. It comes from our afternoon presenter, actually, John Holmes, who says he's always wanted to ask you this. And frankly, I feel that the nation has a right to know the answer. Ian Duncan Smith, what is your favourite animal?
Favourite animal? God, I love lots of animals. I guess dogs really are my favourite domestic animals. I love all sorts of animals, really. I love eagles and all sorts of birds.
You could keep an eagle as a domestic animal if you knew how to train it.
Sorry?
You could keep an eagle as a domestic animal if you knew how to train it.
Yeah, well, you can train eagles, I'm told. But I'm not excellent. I just like looking at them in the wild, but for domestic animals, I love dogs above all else.
They're good fantastic. Man. Appreciate that answer. Appreciate your time. Thanks very much, Ian Duncan Smith, for joining us.
All the best.
There's Ian Duncan Smith there. Captain Brexit, I call him.
There it is. Sam Delaney there getting to the heart of the matter on behalf of our programme, where we want to know what the favourite animals of the politicians actually are. Today, part two, David Davies. No, not the Brexit secretary one, the other one. You remember, the Welsh one, the one from Monmouthshire, who wanted dental checks on migrants. You know him? Remember him?
He's obsessed with mouths, isn't he?
He is. And France.
Yeah.
Mon mouth. My mouth.
My mouth in
Mon
French.
Bouche.
Yeah, yeah. It's a different thing. He didn't want that checked.
No. So
although it would have been... Never mind.
No. He wanted to check the ages... I mean, it would work. Check the ages of the migrants. Up to a point. By looking at their teeth, like they were a horse. Anyway, he was on with Sam Delaney. And we made Sam Delaney ask him what his favourite animal was.
David Davies MP, it's been a pleasure having you here in the studio. I always end my political interviews with one question on behalf of my colleague here at Talk Radio, John Holmes, who presents the show before me. He always asks me to ask all my political guests, what, David Davies MP, what is your favourite animal?
I'd have to say, coming from Wales, a dragon.
Dragon's a mythical creature.
Oh, no, you can't say that. Not if you come from Wales. It's well, there on know, every flag.
I'm saying the dragon. That you've never seen a real dragon.
Well, there are Komodo dragons that exist in...
So the Komodo dragon is your favourite animal, is it?
But that'll do for now.
Okay, well, they're the most dangerous of all animals, by the way. You can't legislate for a Komodo dragon. It can chase you on water, on land, and up a tree. And also it has poisonous spit. So even if it licks you, you're done for.
There we are.
Much like George Galloway, who is sitting in for Sam Delaney, the very man there, who's doing our bidding as we ask him to ask their politicians what their favourite animals are. More in that occasional series as Sam Delaney gets more guests. John's just texted the station, by the way, says we don't obviously need to know Michael Heseltine, should he be on, because Michael Heseltine's most favourite animal is a fully throttled Alsatian. In the next bit of the programme, we'll be giving away some meat. That's right. We're the programme that does that. It's a budget thing. Chicken, beef or lamb, or a box of organic veg, because we're not racist. In a game of dead or alive, if you'd like to play, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
You're listening to Talk Radio. We'll do that next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Switch to electric this February, because sometimes it's the quiet things that make the biggest noise. The 100% electric Nissan Leaf, now with an extra £500 deposit contribution at 0% APR representative during our Electric February event. Plus, 1 year's free insurance, 2 years free servicing, and of course, no petrol or diesel costs. Now that's something to keep quiet about. The Nissan Electric February event ends 28th of February. Nissan, innovation that excites.
Nissan Finance, 0% APR representative. Participating dealers only. Excludes Vizier grade. Subject to status, over 25s only. T's and C's at nissan.co.uk/electric February.
Oh, look! Tom and Mary Wainthorpe are proud to announce the engagement of their daughter, Carrie, to Gareth Shadwell. Oh. Five-door hatchback for sale. One previous owner. Full.
Like getting your money's worth? Try the delicious barbecue chicken BLC. Just £1.49 from the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price and participation may vary.
We love home. Coming back to it just the way we left it. The handwritten lists on the fridge and our collection of tools lying around. We love home because it's full of the things that matter to us. That's why we created the Nest Cam security camera. It alerts you to movement at home when you're not there and securely streams HD video to your mobile, so you know what's going on wherever you are. To learn more, visit nest.com/UK. Or if you're in the trade, become a Nest Pro at nest.com/EU/pro and pick one up from your local wholesaler.
At Thomson, our family life holidays are created especially for families to bring you holiday moments that are extra special. Like that moment when your kids burst with joy at one of our kids' clubs. That moment, brought to you by Thomson. Discover your smile. Atoll protected. Kids clubs subject to availability and on selected holidays. Terms and conditions apply. Visit thompson.co.uk for details.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays in Blackburn around the closure of the A666 Lark Hill. It's blocked in both directions near Barbara Castleway because of an accident. Lincolnshire's A1 heading into Grantham has reopened after earlier problems, but the A15 through Canby Corner is still closed both ways after an accident involving the lorry. Three of the four lanes on the southbound M42 are blocked between 4 for Shirley and 3A at the M40. There's been an accident there, and long queues for the clockwise M25 as you move towards problems between 24 for Butters Bar and 25 for Enfield. I'm Trevina Adams.
Help! Help! Anyone there?
We're lost!
Help! Oh.
We're never going to find our way out of here.
Hey!
Oh, wow. It's Jeremy Renner.
I'm here to save your family money by putting you all on the new BT Mobile Family SIM.
Huh? Well, hang on. How did you get in here?
Well, I definitely took a left somewhere and then a right.
Save up to £180 with the new BT Mobile Family SIM. Bigger savings with each SIM you add. Search BT Family SIM.
Yearly savings versus 5 of our 15GB SIMs. Terms apply.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Do that! Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Rip-off rail fares scrapped. Doctors face tough new test on basic skills. Trump threatens Europe, says Brussels chief. All in the news today. Of course, more of it coming up with George Galloway. George of the Hat Galloway before... after us, before 7 o'clock tonight. He's sitting in for Sam Delaney. Sam Delaney's not well. So... The news is quite complicated, is what I'm getting at.
I can't get my head around it.
Well, a lot of people can't, because George Galloway can't even get his hat around it. It's so complicated.
Really?
So, what we do on this programme is analyse the news through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's obvious when you think about it. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Bosses pledge that fares will be fairer for the trains that don't show up.
The news in haiku. And now it is time to give away some meat. On a Wednesday, on Talk Radio, in a game of Dead or Alive! A list of things, but are they dead or are they alive? It's very simple, all you have to do is work out which is dead and which is alive. And you could win some meat. Well, not you, because you're not on the telephone. But Mark is. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you very much for asking. Yes, fine, thanks. Yeah. Happy to give away some meat, Mark. That's what I am. I'm happy to be the meat giver.
Brilliant.
So, before we find out what you do, Mark, and where you are, your choice, should you score highly in Dead or Alive, chicken, beef, lamb, or a box of organic veg?
Beef,
good, strong, strong choice, straight in, and didn't need any speculation as to what you're going to have. Just knew you were a beef man. Right, what do you do, Mark, and where do you do it?
I am a maths teacher in Bournemouth.
A maths teacher in Bournemouth, okay. What age do you do?
It's all secondary.
All secondary school, all right, okay, fine. Down in Bournemouth, all right, and where do you stand, out of interest, because we've been talking about this today, about children being taken out of school during term time for holidays, Mark? Have you heard about this?
Yeah, I have heard about it. I think it's all right in moderation.
Yeah, all right, very good. Very good, interesting view. From an actual teacher there as well, because we had someone earlier who was sort of saying, well, it's not fair on the teacher because they have to make the time up afterwards. But I say let the kids fend for themselves. That's the moderation, fair enough. Because it's life experience, isn't it, Mark? You get to see the world or whatever it might be.
Exactly.
Yeah, all right, good. Fine. So, look, game of Dead or Alive, list of things. Are they dead? Are they alive? Cornelius, who is here, he's a paid intern.
Hi there.
He's going to be keeping score. Just tell me whether you think the things are dead or alive, Mark. That's basically it. So, okay. Ears down, and here we go. All right. Actually, I'm playing two things at once. I'll just stop that. That's better. Right, okay. Question one. Dead or alive, the chances of Labour MP David Lammy appearing on Julia Hartley Brewer's programme on Talk Radio. Dead or alive?
Alive.
No, dead, I'm afraid. I'm afraid what happened was that David Lammy, when asked by Julia Hartley Brewer's producer if he'd like to appear on the programme with Julia Hartley Brewer, David Lammy replied with two words, and it was just these. Her? No. So the chances of that are dead, I'm afraid. Dead or alive? Dead or alive? My Auntie Sylvie. Dead or alive?
Oh, I'm going alive.
Yes, weekly update for regular listeners. Good, yes. She's 96 still. She's 97 in April. She's in a home. She doesn't recognise anybody. Drinks from a sippy cup. But she is alive, and the weekly updates will continue. Our assistant producer, Ass Prod, Cass, who lives through the glass in the studio, through the miserable window. Her arm, Cass's arm, dead or alive?
Oh, that's looking pretty dead.
Yeah, it's interesting, actually. I mean, ordinarily, yes, but it seems to have taken on a life of its own at the moment. It's sort of... She's had an offensive number of new tattoos put on there, and the swelling and the scabbing appears... It makes it appear that it's taken on a life of its own, so it's sort of very much alive. And it's weird, actually.
Throbbing.
It is. And it's like... It's like when flesh rots. It's like that. But we're in Cass's case, when that happens, it gives off the smell of an egg. It's weird. Anyway, it's alive. Dead or alive, the chances of easily sailing through an American airport if you're a Muslim.
Oh, I think that's looking pretty dead.
Pretty dead at the moment, isn't it? You're absolutely right, yeah. Dead or alive, the chances of Donald Trump easily sailing through a British airport when he comes for a visit.
Ooh, that's tricky.
Yeah.
I'm going with dead based on popular opinion.
Okay, dead based on popular opinion, but the chance of him actually getting through customs alive, isn't it? Because the government are fine with it. So, you see what I mean? It's going to have to give you...
I reckon he's going
to
be lynched, though.
Yeah, but probably just after customs, while he's waiting for his bag. That's the traditional place to lynch an unpopular president, is in the baggage hall. I think. I can't give you that point, I'm afraid. FBI Chief Frank Cubitoso from The Sopranos. FBI Chief Frank Cubitoso from The Sopranos.
I'm going dead.
Yeah, the actor who played him has sadly died.
Oh.
That's actually true.
No.
I know, he has, yeah, it's sadly true. Johnny Dio from Goodfellas. Dead or alive?
Alive.
No, dead, it's the same actor. He played both roles, So if you can't do one, tell if you can't do the other, can he?
Yeah.
The Hills.
Ooh.
The Hills.
Ooh. They are dead.
Oh, interesting. Because ordinarily, of course, The Hills are alive with the sound of music, aren't they? But in this case...
I could have got that.
No, but you were right, because in this case, it's not The Hills, those hills.
Oh, good.
These hills are the family, The Hills. They live three doors down from my parents, and they're all dead. Three generations of them wiped out, sadly, 4 years ago in a Connect 4 accident. In the game Connect 4? Theirs went tragically wrong and killed the whole family during one Christmas, particularly tragic, of course. You do get the point for that. Dead or alive? Dead or?
Alive.
Yes, the video game, Dead or Alive, is the right answer to that. Next question. Dead or?
Dead.
No, it's alive again. It's the band, the 80s band with Pete Burns, Dead or Alive. If you recall, they span one round like a record baby right round. And speaking of music, here's a music question for you. How each individual member of S Club 7 are feeling, dead or alive?
Alive.
Let's find out.
How did you know?
Good work, Mark. Okay, look, we're going to have to go over for the score now. Cornelius has got the score, going to fire up the system, I think, are we?
Yeah.
So we've got a system here that works out.
Just turn it on.
Yeah, it works out the score. It's a dial-up system, so bear with us, Mark, while we dial. It's a very slow system. So we're just dialing that up now. Just takes a while for us to log on to the system. Sorry, right, we're in. Good, right, so here we go. Well, we just put the information in.
Sorry. How do you spell Mark, Mark?
M-A-R-K.
M-A-R-K. Oh, no.
Our computer says no.
Yeah, try it with a C, maybe?
Oh, no, no.
Cark?
Computer says no.
Right, saying your name isn't Cark.
No. Put teacher.
Oh, yeah.
Try that. Try his job.
Yeah, that's
good. Yeah, nice. Very good. All right. Okay. So just got to put the details into the system then and...
Bournemouth. Oh.
Maths.
Maths. Oh, no, it's not like in maths.
No. Oh, numbers? Sums?
Sums.
Sums. Yeah, that's worked.
Yeah, good. So just waiting for your score then to find out whether or not you've won a beef.
Oh, I've won! Brilliant. I've won! You've won! I've won £5,000. Oh, wow. It says error. Mm. I'll go back to the system. Okay, I'll print it off.
Yep. So just printing it off then, Mark, to work out your score. And whether or not you've won some meat in a game of Dead or Alive. Oh. Here we go. Very slow printer, apologies for that. There we go. Oh, there we go. Right, okay, so it's off the printer. It's a dot matrix printer, it takes ages. You wanted some beef. Let's find out your score. How many did Mark score in today's game of Dead or Alive?
Mark has scored.
Yes.
6 points.
Is that enough to win him some beef?
Come on.
Yes, it is.
Come on. Mark, congratulations, you've won some beef. You've won beef. You've won our beef.
Our beef. I'm loving the beef.
Good. In a game of Dead or Alive, it's on its way to Bournemouth. Thank you, Mark. And that, with the sound of the beef winging its way south from where we are, we have to say goodbye. Because today, on the programme next, there is no Sam Delaney. What there is George Galloway, who is sitting in for Sam Delaney. And obviously, it's obligatory for us to do a handover.
Mandatory, some might say.
With George Galloway, who... Where is he? He's got to come in and tell us about the programme.
He's refusing to do one.
Is he?
Yeah. He said he will not be doing a two-way / handover. But
is he frightened to come on this programme?
Some people may say that.
Yeah.
What we can do...
Doesn't he have a go at politicians who are too scared to come on his
programme? He does. He makes videos, sort of calling them out.
Yeah. But he won't come in here?
No, he won't.
On this programme?
No. It's a shame, really. What can we do instead? Do you reckon we have any sort of audio from George's show we could tease
it'd be
ahead
nice to hear. It'd be nice to hear his voice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It'd be nice to hear his voice, yeah. So,
Chloe, do we have anything in our folders anywhere? I don't know why we would. Do we have anything?
I think we do, yeah.
Let's listen.
He's not going to do a handover, but it'd be nice to
see what we've got. Just a random bit from a random show. See what we've got.
RT are reporting that there's an active shooter, like it is... someone's telling me it's the newsreader that has to break the news. If you don't mind, on my show, I'll break whatever news I like. If you don't like it, I'll take off my earphones and leave. I've had enough of you telling me what I can say and not say on this radio show. That's your final warning.
There he is, the man himself. But he hasn't taken off his headphones, nor his hat. He'll be here, sitting in for Sam Delaney, next on Talk Radio. We're back tomorrow, 1 till 4. I'll be down on Virgin Radio next, playing music and talking in the gaps. You're listening to Talk Radio. George is next. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.